the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. It is official. The budget shutdown is underway. About an hour ago, the House passed a bill to keep the government up and running, but would defund President Obama's health care reform law. ABC's Congrats.
John Boehner. After the House vote, we had a victory today for the American people. After the 231-89 vote, the Republican leaders in the House were demanding their school colleagues to
You're the only thing right. 859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Listen to News Talk 600 Saturdays at noon for On Earth as It Is in Heaven and Father Andrew, pastor of St. Michael's Orthodox Church. Saturdays at noon on News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? This is Jeff in the air chair here on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSOM, 600 AM. It's Open Line Friday. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Open mic right here. And I see several people sitting up here waiting to get in. But we're going to see what is on the agenda. I wanted to make notice of three things that are going on. One thing is over in Germany, you're having a close race for chancellor over in Germany, where you have the Christian Democrats running up under Prime Minister or Chancellor Merkel, Angela Merkel. The people that are challenging are saying, we need to get rid of these Christians. And so the race is really tight there. So we're going to see who actually wins, because I'm telling you, it's not just war on the Christians in the United States with our government, because our government has declared war on Christianity, there's no doubt. It's across the globe. When we've done our foreign policy here and we allowed Libya, Egypt, and trying to let Syria do the same thing, they go through, the radical Muslims go through, and they kill the Christians or torture them terribly. And they think that that's a good thing. Don't anybody come talk to me about the Crusades. The Crusades were not Christians. They were people that paraded as Christians. So I don't want to hear that. Christians don't go out and murder those that don't believe like them. If somebody does that, they are not a Christian. So that's number one. Number two, has anybody been looking at how much food stamp use has been going on in the United States? That's estimated to have climbed since the president relaxed the standards for being able to get the food stamps. And people are... one lady said you could go up and drive up to the food stamp office in a Porsche and be able to get food stamps because of how relaxed the rules and law were. In my opinion, these things that had happened were all vote buyers. Then, of course, we're seeing and coming out every day how the IRS absolutely under orders from on high discriminated against conservative groups that were trying to organize in the last election to where you didn't have them being able to organize, but of course you had people like the Acorn and all this other stuff, you know, doing the stuff. Well, anyway, we had vote buying by government caveat. And then finally, let's go on and move to Cleveland Clinic. Has anybody ever had to go to Cleveland Clinic for anything? Well, if you have, your wait time is going to increase if you need to go again. If you need to go again, then you're going to see the wait time exponentially rise. Cleveland Clinic came out and said day before yesterday, they're laying off 3,000 people. Now, Cleveland Clinic is a huge place. That impact on Cleveland, Ohio is going to be one heck of a boom when that happens. And they're telling you that it's directly in proportion. They can't afford the new health care law that is threatening to not only destroy Cleveland Clinic's business, the best hospital in the whole wide world, but it's going to also destroy many other small businesses who are taking people off of 40-hour weeks, taking them down to under 30 hours a week because the stupid bill says that that's full employment if you're working 30 hours a week. 30 hours a week is not full-time, ladies and gentlemen. But the bill that Nancy Pelosi said we had to pass before we found out what was in it is destroying the United States economy. They just announced that it's going to still be, the feds are still going to print $85 billion a month and throw it into the economy. And the stock market did flips with bad economic news on the other fronts. Housing just started to grow, but that's the people, that's the 1% people that can afford to build a house or buy a house, I should say. That's the people working in the energy sector. And then we get the announcement today that the EPA is putting more regulations on coal. I don't know what you think, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to hear from you. 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229 and tell me that you think that these developments are good things. Any of them. We got the Christians being run out of Germany if they lose the election tonight. We have the food stamp rolls blowing up exponentially. We have the healthcare law destroying business. And the Cleveland Clinic have to lay off 3,000 people because of the $300 million that the health care program is going to cost them. 614, you're in there. 614.
Hello?
You're there.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You knew I was dumb enough to say it. I'm not going to tell you if I think it's right or wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm.
One, it seems to me that you care a lot about Christians being run out of Germany, but you seem to not have any feelings towards Muslims being gassed in Syria. Two,
no, that's not true,
hold
though.
On, let me answer. No, because, okay. Two, a person going up to the food stamp office in a Porsche, yes, people are going to lie.
That was facetious. That was facetious, Diva. I wasn't saying there was an actual case of that.
Okay.
That was a lawmaker made that correlation there. That's all I'm saying.
That poor correlation that's basically untrue. Okay, but thirdly, to your point about Cleveland Clinic, I completely get what you're saying. Breaks my heart. I had to be treated at Cleveland Clinic several times, and it is a wonderful hospital. So my question to you is, the reason why they can't afford it is, the reason why they're doing this, and the reason why is because so many people are now being added to healthcare insurance, and sick people can't be kicked off. So, yes, rates are going to climb. So my thing is, what do we do? Not allow people to have insurance so that this don't happen? Because whether or not we would have done it the Republican way, if a lot of people were allowed to buy accessible insurance and more people were added to the insurance rolls, and if a lot of sick people weren't allowed to be kicked off or discriminated against, rates would have gone up, seems to me, anyway.
Are you done?
Yeah.
That's not what they said, Diva. They said the cost of the law as it pertains to, don't forget, you have taxes and all types of other things that are in this law that are going to destroy businesses.
Okay, I read the article, I specifically saw where they stated that the cost of the cost of basically what the 30-hour full-time work rule does is, anybody who's worked as a manager in business knows you cannot, especially in the service industry, it's very, very hard for a company to run successfully if they're working their workers on an average less than 32 hours a week. That's how they got around the 40-hour week rule, because in not having to offer most of their employees full-time, because they would schedule them just at that threshold of 40 hours. So taking it down to 30 hours means that the employees who usually worked at 32 hours now qualify for the benefits that those full-time workers, now they qualify under full-time, so now they get the benefits. So now you got all these employees now who qualify for insurance, because the average worker works about 32 hours. So now you have them qualifying for insurance. They're saying they can't afford it. And actually, to be honest, I don't think Cleveland Clinic can, because they're more like a nonprofit, I believe. And so because they can't afford that, all these people are being added. Now insurance premiums are going to go up for some, because those who are not in exchanges, because they can no longer kick sick people off. So now they got to cover that cost so that they can continue to make the profits that they are making now. So my thing is, it sounds to me that the only solution to keep insurance premiums down is to not allow everybody to have access to insurance.
That's not the problem, Diva.
That is the problem.
No, it's not the problem. The problem is the cost. It's nothing but the cost. Once again, these people that created this bill, who are insurance companies, they created it to benefit them, not the people that need care.
Of course. I agree with that.
Well, but here's the thing. It's a terrible bill. It's destroying things. The president himself has put off three different parts of it for a year or two. He put one of them past 2016, which you know why that's for. So all the Democrats don't lose their positions.
Okay, the worst thing that you can say about the health care bill is the mandate. That's the only thing, because everything else dealing with the health care bill.
No, ma'am. No.
The mandate is the only thing.
The cost of it.
For individuals, or the cost of it as a nation as pertaining to our debt?
The cost of it to the businesses that have to provide it. They have taxes all locked up in it. They have penalties. They have all types of things. They're hiring 10,000 IRS agents to implement it.
And
don't you understand?
Okay, but what you don't realize is the cost is driven by the mandate.
That's what it boils down to.
Without the mandate, you wouldn't have all these cars. Because
listen.
All the AC does is regulate the insurance industry. You can't discriminate, basically. You can't no longer employ the practices that they used to. So now that they can't kick people off, of course the insurance costs are going to go up. Now 80% of your premium has to go to actual care.
Why is the insurance cost going up when it was the insurance companies that wrote the doggone bill, and why should they be allowed to raise their freaking costs when they're going to get an influx of well, not they ain't going to get no big influx, really.
Because we live in a free market society.
You are not in a free market. This is not free market. Because in a free market, you can choose to buy if you want to or not. In a free market, you can buy different levels of care and choice. This is not a free market. This is a government mandate, and it's going and it's going to kick us over into being controlled by the government. That's what this is all about anyway.
Okay, in theory and principle, this is a free market society. You think that the healthcare industry would have, I mean, the insurance industry would have been so gung-ho for this bill and implementing passing it if it wasn't going to benefit them?
They're absolutely going to benefit them because guess what they're going to do? They're going to take all that extra money that's going to be subsidized by the United States government because you know half the people are not going to be able to afford it.
Exactly.
This is lovely for them, but they're raising their freaking prices anyway. They should not be allowed to.
And you know why Democrats aren't stopping them? How many times? What if I said
because Democrats
need to?
Because most of the Democrats. Say that again.
What is this going to lead to? All this leads to is people desiring the public option. That's all going to lead to.
Why didn't they just write a bill for the 62 million people that don't have it, not just 23 million, which is going to be covered? Okay, for the whole 62 million, why didn't they make a single payer system for that and to see how that microcosm would work? Because you got a lot of young people. You got a lot of young people in that group that don't want insurance. So therefore, they're not buying it because they're young and healthy and they think they're going to live forever. Okay, so now let's do that. Let's not screw up everybody else's plan, which they did. Because my plan changed. I'm going to get less service for more money, okay? And I'm ticked off about that.
I can completely understand that. But the fact of the matter is, people are not ready for a single payer or a public option. You forget that was in the House bill. That was
so destroy business. So we're going to get whatever the hell we want to pass through, because we're going to destroy all these businesses, lay all these people off, and they're not going to have any jobs, so we can get our way to a single payer system.
You just said why didn't they make a single payer system for all those who are uninsured and let those who are insured alone.
The
insurance industry would not have had that. They would have fought against that because they would have lost business to the public option or a single payer option. Okay? Secondly, the people were not ready for that. You forget all the hollering in the streets about Obamacare now.
We're not ready for this. It's going to destroy stuff, Diva. It's going to destroy.
I don't agree that it's going to destroy. I believe it's going to have some wrinkles, but the same thing was said about Medicare and Social Security, and look how that.
No, ma'am. It sure wasn't. In fact, yes, it was.
It wasn't because it's not the same thing.
This is something totally different.
Medicare is not the same thing.
You pay into Medicare and.
Diva, you breathe.
440, talk to me.
You know what? Every day I listen to you guys, and I'd say 99% of the people make sense, that every time that woman gets on, she's an Obama apologist. She may as well be talking to the wall.
Wait a minute.
That's all I got to say.
I gotta give it to Diva for this.
She does not make a reasonable argument for anything.
She's better than the guy that comes out and speaks for the president. What's his name?
Jay Carney.
You're way better than Jay Carney. They ought to be paying you for this, because this is
barely
this is craziness. You know, they don't care.
I am not an Obama apologist. I don't care what Democrat president was in office. I'd are having the same argument. You can call me a Democrat apologist because I am a staunch supporter of Democrat ideals. Most of them. You can call me that. But to say I'm just an Obama apologist, no, I'm not. I just don't agree with Republican ideals. And because I don't agree with them, I'm going to argue against them.
Yeah, what gets me is this, though, Diva.
You're a contrarian. That's what you
yeah,
are. You're a contrarian. That's all you are is a contrarian. You'll take the opposite side of the tracks. That's
as long as it's if a conservative
and you don't
says
make
it.
You don't make any valid points.
I guess you didn't read the post that I tagged you in earlier, because if that was true and I disagree with every conservative argument, then I wouldn't be pro-life and I wouldn't be against same-sex marriage.
Oh, he left. 440, you dropped out, brother. I wish you had finished that. Listen, I didn't see anything. I haven't been on Facebook.
I got into a discussion because
mm-hmm.
Rachel Maddow and the rest of the MSNBC hosts were again talking about the Virginia law about, I think it's Virginia, when they were talking about the transvaginal probes, transvaginal ultrasound that a woman would be required to have before she has an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I made a statement that if a woman could have sex, then that procedure shouldn't be no big deal. Well, a mutual friend of ours who is on the left engaged me in about a couple of hours long of back and forth on Facebook where he's pro-choice, I'm pro-life. So if I agree with everything or disagree with every conservative principle, I wouldn't be arguing with my leftist friends.
No, we're not saying that, Diva. You know, no, he's not. A flat tire is right twice a day. A broken clock is right twice a day. So it doesn't matter. I don't see how you guys even think. I don't understand it one iota. You see mass confusion happening. You see your own side illegally. Suspending part of the health care law. He can't do that legally. That's wrong. How's he going to put it off? He doesn't have that power, but he just does it at the stroke of his pen. He is destroying the Constitution for that, but why the heck is such a good thing being put off for a year or two?
What exactly is being put off? What exactly is being put off?
He put off the mandate for big business to have to implement and
I thought the mandate was horrible for businesses. So you should be happy about them putting it off.
No, I'm not happy about them putting them off because they only put them off for one part of business. That's the problem. They didn't put them off for the regular people that need not to have to go through this for a whole year. The small businesses they didn't do a doggone thing for. You understand
mandate,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if the mandate was done away with altogether, would you be satisfied with the health care law?
No, because
what other parts don't you like about it?
David, you got inside of that bill, you have. Ways of tracking people, one. You have ways.
No, you do.
That yes, you do. Come on.
Are you talking about the RFID chip?
No, I'm not talking about the RFID chip because
okay.
They threw the RFID chip away, but they're going to put it in your card because you're going to have a card and you're going to have a chip in your card. You have to. Now, with that, and that's going to lead to people robbing people and taking their cards. Then they're going to have to put it inside you, and the only way to get off is then to cut off one of your appendages or whatever. And then we'll see, you know, how well that's. Don't think that that's so funny.
No, no, because the movie Repo Man popped in my head when you said that.
Yeah, okay, but you know, don't think that's so funny because you know they will pop your eyeball out. And use it in one of those machines that'll open up a door. See, spies really do crazy stuff, you know. They really do.
So people are going to run around and steal people's health insurance cards, just like they're running around stealing people's current insurance cards and
don't they steal your credit cards now? Don't they take your credit cards now?
That's true.
Huh?
That's true, but you can't use an insurance card over the internet.
They go straight to the store and use the card, sweetie. They go to the store.
Most credit card fraud is done over the internet.
Don't start.
Okay, but anyway, most doctors now, most insurance places now, especially doctors and hospitals, they do picture ID. They take your photo. They take a photo of you. And you are required to show photo ID. At least that's how it is here in Columbus. So this notion that someone is going to take somebody's steal, there's going to be a mass stealing of people's insurance cards because you have there's an ID chip in it. I'm like, I thought you were going to say something like, okay, they're going to have access to all your information.
Their information.
Okay, I get that a lot of people
they're
going like to
have your
privacy.
Health information, Diva. They're going to have your financial information. They're going to have all of your information and your whole history of your whole life. And then they're going to also start punching in. We said this the other day, and everybody said, oh, no, they're not going to do that. They are going to do that. They're going to ask, what are your sexual proclivities? What do you like?
Okay, yeah. So me personally, I wouldn't have a problem telling them I'm heterosexual.
No. How do you like to have sex, Diva? Because
okay,
if you... Oh, go ahead. I know you're willing to tell them.
No, I don't mind. To me, that's no big deal. I know there's some people who are extremely private. My mom would have a problem with that. But me, I'm like, all right, you want to know? That's your problem. I'm like, okay, you sick wacko.
Guess what, Diva? I am not of the new generation. I ain't telling you what I do.
I completely get that. I understand that there are people out here who completely likes their privacy. My mom gets mad if she notices a neighbor, one of her neighbors, lifting up their blinds because she thinks they're watching her. She doesn't like it. Me personally, that does not bother me.
But she voted for Obama though, didn't she?
Now my mother is an Obama apologist. No. I can't even disagree with an Obama policy with my mother. My mother can't stand to hear this radio show because you guys have a problem with Obama. She specifically says you guys have a problem with Obama, and she can't stand to hear it.
The only difference between what President Obama is doing and what was going on pre-World War II Germany, is he's not gassing Jews. That's the only difference here.
I'm trying to tell you. A Republican
Diva, you,
president that don't pan
Diva,
out and the right
Diva,
does the same thing.
I'm not with the Republican presidents to do this stuff either because we have, look at what's going on inside the party right now. But I think your boyfriend just called in. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hi, Diva. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm here, young lady. I'm here. Anyway, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I'm not here to try to hook up with Diva. I mean, I'm just here to Jeff, you know, number one, I wanted to talk to you about I don't believe that the religious group that
here you go
put down and called them a cult.
Well, that's up to you.
And,
I call them as I see them.
You, I wish that Deba would study the Bible with them.
Oh no! She's right. She's in the right place. I believe.
I wish that Deba would, because I want to see her gain everlasting life in that righteous new world.
Deba, are you not born again?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you need to study with the Jehovah's Witnesses to get born again?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
But here again, we're unevenly yoked, so I can't be with you.
Okay, let me ask you something, Jeff.
Even though I love Diva and I feel bad about her situation.
Thank you, Steve.
But what I wanted to call about, Jeff, is that I'm upset with the Republicans because the Republicans are talking about cutting out...
Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, food stamps, $40 billion out of the food stamp budget.
Well.
And that's going to affect people like Diva and even the working poor.
Diva will be all right. So will the working poor. It's the one.
They're going to be all right.
Well.
When their company, when a lot of your working women work part-time, and they need services from the government, the only reason why Walmart and companies like that hire young women is because they can get by on, because the government helps them out or helps them out somewhat.
And those people still, there's a lot of people that don't even need the food stamps and get them. That's what's going on, and they're raising the standards of what you have to be, what it takes to be able to get them. That's what they're doing.
What President Obama did was
hold on, Diva. Hold on, Diva.
Raise the federal poverty level.
Diva, I have something else to say to Diva.
Okay.
You know, Diva, that's up to you. You have to make up that decision. Because I'm not in that religion.
I can't hear him.
But I don't want to come across as being a prophet.
And, in fact, I can't hear him.
A well-educated young woman, well-informed.
What?
And
I couldn't hear what he said.
Diva, I view you as being a well-informed, well-educated young woman. And I like when you come on the air. That's all
Thank
I have to
very
say.
Much,
bye-bye.
Steve, thank you very much. The most of these listeners don't. I thought it was a revelation. Oh, my God.
Well, yes, Steve. Diva, every time that happens,
oh
this is going to happen. You hear me?
I swear.
Every time. I found the...
Okay, he said... Is he a Jehovah's Witness?
No, he studies with them, obviously, and, you know, at times. And so that's why he's always doing that and why he wants you to be in it. But he says, I'm not part of that religion. What? What?
Okay, because I heard him say we're unequally yoked. So I have a question. How do you get, and not this is not pertaining to me and Steve, but how do you get a Jehovah's Witness and a practicing Muslim to live in harmony in marriage?
For them not to give a flip about, you know, the basicness of their religion.
Because that's exactly in compromise. That's my grandparents, my father's parents. My mother was a practicing Muslim, not the Nation of Islam. She's an actual practicing Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather...
Muslim.
And my grandfather was a practicing Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. They compromise
well,
a lot.
One in the same. One in the same. You know what? That's sort of compatible because Jehovah's Witnesses think Jesus is the brother of Satan, and they think he's an angel.
No,
and,
that's not true.
Oh yes, it is true.
No, I have my aunt, who is a practicing Jehovah Witness, does not believe that. She believes she is a practicing Jehovah Witness. She was inducted into that religion, which is the big difference between Christianity, because we don't get inducted into anything. You have to study to be inducted into that religion, and they believe that Christ is the Son of God, but they believe that their religion is the one true religion under Christ.
Once again, they believe that Christ is the Son of God, no doubt about it, but they believe he is an angel, the brother of Satan. They think that happened, I don't know. But the point is, I don't know how they think that would happen. But it doesn't matter. He's not an angel, because if he's an angel, then our sins are not forgiven us. An angel can redeem an angel, but only God can redeem people, because we were made out of the essence of God. He spoke to himself and created us. Let us make man in our own image and likeness. And then he formed a body and put us in it and breathed into it the breath of life. See, that there's a big difference, a huge difference. And that's what I can't.
And I don't disagree with that.
Well, cool. You can't disagree with that if you're born again. Yeah. But see, if you're not born again, you won't agree with that. But the Bible clearly says those things. And see, my thing is, I'm not following the Bible to be religious, because I hate being religious. I'm following the Bible to get to know God and to get to know the truth. And that's why I've come to a lot of the revelations of life that I have. And I know a lot of people will say, hey, what do you know? Well, I believe the Bible was right before I knew that they had bones of giants. Okay? I believe that they were there. I just didn't know where they were. But I believe it. And then I started seeing it. But anyway, we're going to have to go to a break now. Be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The animal charity Humane Society in Youngstown is asking the city and other area municipalities for financial help. The group, which responds to animal abuse and neglect calls, needs assistance paying the salaries for two of their humane agents. It would be a total cost of $46,000. Some of their services could be cut if the group doesn't get the funds it needs. The organization says 67% of the calls it responds to are in Youngstown. A Girard funeral home just got its license suspended amid allegations they stole more than $400,000 from clients. Criminal charges could be filed. And in Boardman, two women were arrested for soliciting prostitution at the Boardman Inn. A 29-year-old woman from Youngstown and a 19-year-old woman from Canfield face a slew of charges. A crack pipe was found in a room they rented. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks.
Wait an hour for prescriptions. Fred's Family Pharmacy will get it to you fast. We match the $4 generic prices listed at the big box pharmacies. Locally owned and operated, Fred's Family Pharmacy offers free local delivery and free blood pressure tracking. Open daily from 9 to 6, Saturday till 1, close Sunday. Stop in and pick up your free medical record wallet card. 1136 East State Street in Salem, across from Circle K. 330-332-9919. Fred's Family Pharmacy.
Expectations, we all have them. It's how we anticipate life should be. From a healthcare facility, you expect competency, compassion, and caring. At Crandall Medical Center, we seek to meet and exceed your expectations of what a rehabilitation and nursing care center should be. At Crandall Medical Center, the clinical staff of nurses and therapists are highly trained, experienced professionals who expect expertise, and we deliver. At Crandall Medical Center, you are valued as a unique individual. We pride ourselves in meeting your personal needs every day. Our caring staff understands the little things in life are important, especially when you're not feeling well. Crandall Medical Center is located on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in Sebring, Ohio. To learn more about Crandall Medical Center, please call 330-501-7162 or visit us on the web at www.copelandoaks.com. Again, the Anytime information line is 330-501-7162.
My Golden Retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Steve, Diva said to send you this song right here, okay? Listen, man, let's listen. Oh, yeah. Okay, Steve, afternoon with Tracy and friends. That was just for Steve and Diva. That goes out to Steve and Diva, y'all. Fresh off the, from the, 1972. And oh, man. Diva, you got me. 216, you're in the air. Talk to me.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Hey, I was just going to say, I love when Diva's on. I don't much agree with what she says, but she does have a sexy voice. Is that right? I think we can all agree on that. Right? Or no, I think so. But,
I'll go with you on that because you went with me on what's her name was hot.
Yeah, Wasserman.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, she was that. Anyway, and to Steve, Steve, it's not the federal government's job to feed people. There really shouldn't be feeding anybody. They should cut food stamps altogether. It's not their job. That should be a state issue. But I wanted Jeff, and you're very wise and knowledgeable, and we got Diva. I am a skeptic by nature. I'm skeptical, and so I want you to tell me if this healthcare plan is so bad, why are they doing it to us? Do you think Democrats are evil, or do you think they really think it's going to work? If you know it's so bad, and you're so adamant, don't they see that it's bad?
They know it's bad. They don't care that it's bad. You have to understand who they are right now. And a lot of people in our... Well, let me explain something to you. Understand that the progressives are not an American organization. Roosevelt was a progressive. You know, Mr. Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, was a progressive. The man that came into office fired every single black employee of the United States government, made sure that the armed forces were segregated. You're talking about that Mr. Woodrow Wilson was a progressive. Their aim was to stop population growth. Their aim was to destroy certain things about society so that they could create one world government. And that's what they're doing. Now, the Democrat Party is completely controlled by the progressives.
But, Jeff, completely, you're telling me that the president and the, all these elected officials, I mean, they're doing this. They know this is wrong. They
know this
is wrong, and they're all doing it.
Yes, sir. Why do you think
it's just hard to believe.
Well, I know it's hard to believe, but I'll point out certain things to you. The economy's not going so great, right?
Correct.
Then why would you come out with another role, another set of rules for the EPA to shut down coal in America again? All those people down there in those coal-producing areas, they'll have nowhere to work. They'll have no place to go, and you got rolling blackouts in Northeast Ohio because you don't have enough freaking electricity when it gets hot. See, that's what I'm talking about. They know what they're doing. They're creating the situation to make and foment one world government.
But
to do that,
total evil. This is evil, then.
Absolutely, a total evil. It's absolutely
totally.
But
how can they all be in on it? How can they all be in on it?
Because they're progressive. They believe this.
Was he evil before he became president?
Absolutely.
Lord have mercy.
Did you see what he did to the people that that helped him in Chicago?
No.
Ask Bobby Rush what he did to him. You look at the politics he played against the people that helped him. He destroyed the man's life. You have to understand these people created this man. They created him and put him in place.
Well, that's the problem. They thought they were going to create a puppet
but they thought
they were going to create a puppet that was going to strictly dance to their tune. Because when Obama didn't do their bidding, they got mad. Just like the lady.
Who are you talking about?
When he ran for state senate, what's her name? The lady who preceded him. I can't think of her name right now. Okay? She picked Obama to succeed her because she wanted to run for U.S. Congress. So she picked him as her predecessor. She helped him along. She got him in touch with all the great people. I'm starting to realize that a lot of people put ideals and beliefs onto this man. They project something onto this man. They think that this man is going to do their bidding. But in reality, he's going to use that to his advantage. But in the end, he's going to do what he wants. When he does what he wants, they have a problem with it because you thought, oh, wait a minute. You're supposed to be my hand-picked puppet.
Understand.
You're supposed to do exactly what I wanted.
And guess what? He does do exactly what they want. First of all, he's not beholden to the political structure of Chicago. He's beholden to the progressives. That's why George Soros is pouring money into him. That's why George Soros is pouring money into Chris Christie, because you have him on both sides. John McCain is just as much of a, and Mitt Romney, I hate to say, both of them are just as much a progressive as he is. That's why you had Henry Kissinger tell you, George Soros said the last election, you know, it doesn't matter which one of these guys gets in, we'll get what we want anyway.
Diva, do you understand the health care law, the new health care law? Do you understand it pretty well?
No, she does not.
Ms. Easley, I'm asking her. I want to ask her. Do you think you understand
it? I don't understand it, but I do.
But you think you do? All right. So let me ask you this. Would you like to see the total destruction of the United States in a one-world government? Is that what you would like to see as well? Or no?
Here's my thoughts about that.
I can't believe you didn't just say no automatically.
Jeff,
maybe you're onto something. All right, go ahead.
I'm trying to tell you.
Here's the thing. Whether we want it or not is going to happen. See, for me, when that happens, in my mind, it ushers in another era. For me, I look at it from a biblical standpoint. I don't look at it from a human standpoint. I look at it as when all these things start to happen, when you have rumors, when you have wars and rumors of war, when you have certain things happening with government and international government, governments come together to form one, that means that we are getting closer to the time that Jesus returns to the earth.
But you're not supposed to be helping that. That's evil is helping that.
I'm not helping that. How am I helping it? It just doesn't scare
by
me.
By supporting
like,
the people that are doing
panic.
That.
Okay, if you vote Republican, then you're voting for the Republican progressives. If you vote Democrat, you're voting for the Democratic progressives because, like you said, they're all on one side. They're all working to create one thing, which is their within their best interest. Okay, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the end game. I'm focused on what all that entails. That's just like Herod tried to stop Jesus from coming forth because he thought he could kill all the little babies and stop this so-called king that was coming
forth. And
he's
doing it again today.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it's going to happen regardless because all things work for the good of those who love God. So whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
That's,
all it does is
that's a misuse of that scripture. It is. I hate to say it. Alex, you can jump in there if you want to. You're there, but understand that's a misuse of that scripture. all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord.
I didn't quote it exactly.
That's a huge difference from what you said. You have to understand.
Okay, and I apologize. I should have used the entire exact scripture. The thing is, all good things or bad things that happen because I believe and love the Lord is happening to get me to the point where.
So really, then everything bad is good then, and really then.
Okay,
everything bad is good.
I can look at me getting cancer and me being diagnosed with cancer as a bad thing, but I don't because I look at it as
great. We shouldn't even vote at all. We should just take it.
That's true. It's up to you. You choose how you're going to deal with bad situations. It's up to you. I don't fear bad situations. I don't let bad situations get to me. Because I know that on the end there is a God and who's going to usher me through that, and on the end there is a blessing, there's an upside. So I don't let this stuff get to me and rattle me.
Okay, I gotta stop. The 440, go ahead, man.
You guys are I can't believe you're arguing with her. She's got a Muslim background, a Jehovah's Witness background, and you're trying
what
to make
the
sense.
Heck?
You're trying to make sense with that?
What
are you guys nuts?
Hey, I'm just running a talk show here, Doug.
I'm sorry, but
every day she comes on this radio, it's laughable. I can't. She never makes any sense.
What does my grandparents' religion have to do with me? I've never met them. They died before I was born.
Well, the influence is in your family. The influence of it is in your family. Sure it is. Because whoever touched them, whoever knew them, carries some of them with them. That's how families. Yeah. So I mean, your mother and father, whether they agree or disagree with certain things, you know, I was raised Methodist until our family, you know, till most of us, all of us got born again in my immediate family.
You grew up with your father, though. You grew up with your mother and your father in the same house.
Mother and my
correct?
Father. I had a two-parent household. So, you know,
okay.
Thank God.
I didn't have a two-parent household.
I understand. I understand that.
I mean,
you know, but
my
cousin. My
father just as much as Obama saw his father. So, my father picked up those ideals because I do remember him not eating pork. I do remember when my mother telling me when they were younger they went to when they were younger the deal was that the children were going to be educated under at an Islamic
yeah.
school
yeah,
and
got
bean
you.
Pies and all that other stuff. But my father is now a born again Christian. So is most of none of them. Well, no, I have an aunt. One aunt who was a
well, you know what that means. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. If the budget battle wasn't underway, it certainly is now. The House voted today to extend government funding for 3 months, but defunds the new health care law. Speaker John Boehner.
Our message to the United States Senate is real simple. The American people don't want the government shut down, and they don't want Obamacare.
There's no chance the bill will pass the Senate, and it had opponents in the House like Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer.
It doesn't have to be this hard. Let regular order work. Stop the sideshow.
The government runs out of money at the end of the month. Police in Chicago calling for a ban on assault-style weapons. They believe one was used in a shooting last night which killed a three-year-old.
We can reduce crime like we're doing, but we're not going to have success in incidents going to occur as long as these guns keep flowing into our communities.
Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the incident appears to have been gang-related. They're making slow and steady progress in Colorado after the cleanup continues from days of record flooding.
An amazing number, 7,724 structures have been searched, and we're over 90% complete in terms of checking the structures in the areas evacuated or impacted by the flood.
Nick Christensen with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. An airline canceling all of its flights as it looks into possible problems with the emergency slides on its MD-80 aircraft.
Why it's doing it, Allegiant Airlines won't explain except to say safety is a priority. One of its planes had to be evacuated on Monday. Emergency slides were used. A problem may have been found at that time. 30 of Allegiant's 52 MD-80s are out of service, causing flights to be canceled.
ABC's Alex Stone. A lot of people have their pets microchipped, and soon medical implants like artificial hips will be too. Starting next year, they'll have special barcodes which would help the maker track them down should they need to be recalled. This is ABC News.
Attention seniors and baby boomers. A new website has been created just for you, socialsecurityfree.com. At SocialSecurityFree.com, we reveal a weird trick that could help you add $152,000 to your Social Security payouts. For example, did you know how you file for Social Security can dramatically change the amount of money you collect? One simple step could add up to $1,000 to your monthly payouts. And other loopholes we found reveal 33 ways for big savings on your health care. At SocialSecurityFree.com, you will also discover how you could save up to 50% on your groceries, along with 49 other ways to save as much as $50,000 starting today. Newsmax says SocialSecurityFree.com is a critical resource for anyone over the age of 50. So go to SocialSecurityFree.com now to find out how you could add extra money to your Social Security checks. That's SocialSecurityFree.com.
He may not be a superhero, but a Dairy Queen worker in Minnesota is learning that good deeds can really pay off.
When Dairy Queen store manager Joey Prusak saw a customer put a $20 bill in her purse after it had been dropped by a visually impaired customer, he asked her to give it back. She didn't, so Prusak, who's 19 years old, gave the man who dropped the bill a 20 from his own pocket. People heard about it.
Warren Buffett called me.
And what did the billionaire investor want?
He goes, I just wanted to call and say thank you for all that you did. Goes, it means an awful lot to me.
And other less rich people have been visiting the store to give Prusak 20s out of their own pockets. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
NASA's giving up on its Deep Impact spacecraft, which suddenly went silent after 9 years of exploration. The mission now over in 2005. Deep Impact smashed a comet with a projectile to give scientists a peek at the interior. It was scheduled to rendezvous with two more comets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I need to archive emails to comply with
Bosch
this.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, it's truck season, and now is the best time to buy a built Ford Tough F-150. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months or lease a new F-150 Supercab for $299 a month. Visit driveoneohio.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours. And at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We really need jobs. We just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. How are you doing out there? It is 8 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're moving along here, and we've had the love line, and we've had several people calling in. South Carolina, I see you out there. I see you, Alabama. Unlisted caller, you know, if you want to talk, you just hit that one, and Diva and 440 are up there still. I should have left it open so you guys could talk during the break, but I forgot. So anyway, we're here afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're talking about the things that are going on. I wanted to add one thing that is hidden in the Obamacare Act that many people might not have known. Now, I understand that it's a it's a particular amount that the house has to be worth, but if you sell your house, you're going to get a, let me find it right here, you're going to pay, is it 8.5%, 3.8% sales tax on it. So that's on a home of $100,000, it's $3,800. Now, I'm under the impression that the house has to be worth $250,000. I think that's what I heard a long time ago. But that was slipped in that bill, and it's to help pay for Obamacare. So now they've taken the most sacred of things in the world, land ownership. We're the only country, really, where you can still own land, I believe. I believe that this is that you're free to own land. Now, I may be mistaken. I may be wrong. But I'm thinking that this is that's the way that I learned some things some time ago. Now, here's this law that has to do with health care, but they done threw a 3.8% sales tax on me selling my house. Why is that good? Can anybody answer that question for me? Why is that good? Okay, they take my home ownership. It's wrong in the United States anyway because you don't get to really ever own your house because you got to pay taxes on it. You got to do everything. South Carolina, help me out.
Yeah, Jeff. There's nothing.
Hey, what's up, Not So Blind Mike?
Hey, a lot of good things are up, but I'm listening to the conversation, and it's a very mm-hmm. touchy subject, but here's what it comes down to. The progressives have a point of view that requires funding because the goal is to make many, many people dependent upon government. because they really believe government runs your life better than you. I don't know about the one world government. I don't know about end times. I'm not going to go down that road. But I'm telling you, the progressives believe that you aren't smart enough to run your own life, and they're better off for you. And they're creating this class of people that depend upon the government, that will be just become so needy upon the government, one day they'll just saw their legs off and the government will do their walking for them as they continue on the federal program. They need that 3.8% tax from you so they can continue to fund their agenda of keeping people weaning on the government boobs. That's just the way it is.
You're absolutely correct.
And that is the liberal agenda, because they really believe that it's not fair that some people's rich and other people can barely put food on the table. And there are very, very few truly poor people in the United States. The next big group of people that are financially disenfranchised are people who've made lots of dumb decisions with the money and the opportunities they've had. And they're trying to level the playing field for those people.
Exactly.
And I, being a disabled person, I will say something here that will probably have every disabled person sending you hate mail, Jeff. Not everybody who's disabled is disabled. There are very few people who are labeled as disabled that truly can do absolutely nothing to contribute back to the society.
Well, Mike, who are you to say that, Mike? I mean, that's not right. I mean, you can't do that.
I'm not fair.
I'm just saying. I mean, we have
I agree with Mike.
It's the government's job to go in and fix problems of everybody's lives. Who are you to say that they shouldn't?
I know.
No.
Who am I?
Government isn't responsible for you. You're responsible for you.
No, we're not responsible for ourselves. Self-responsibility is going
to
be taken out of the dictionary.
Do you still need a mommy and a daddy yet? You are responsible for you. Not us. Not anybody else. You are.
Where's the government? Where's the government responsible?
The government is us. The government, we pay for the government.
Wait. I'm asking a question. You can keep talking. I want to ask you a question. Where is the government not responsible? Name something that we don't have a program that they shouldn't be paying for.
They were responsible for our defense, essentially. That's about it. They're not responsible for paying because somebody doesn't want to go to work or somebody wants a free ride. No, that don't get it. You're responsible for you. I'm sorry. That sounds a little bit
Hold on.
That may be Darwinism to you, but
no,
you're
responsible for you. Wait a minute. First of all, I agree with you. So I'm not the enemy.
I was
going to
say,
I detected
a devil's advocate coming in here.
Number one. Number two.
Secondly, I see the horns.
When you say defense, defense has become this sacred cow by a lot of the people in the right-wing society that want to say that, hey, if we want to be the world's police, if we're not the world's police and we have the strongest defense in the world, because I heard you have to add up China and a whole bunch of other countries just to be equivalent to what we have. I don't think we need that much, and I think that's a big chunk of our national debt as well.
With you 100%. I don't care if it's Obama or Bush or whatever. We got to stay out of everybody's business. If you tread on me, then we're going to come after you. But to go in there and be the world police, that's not happening.
But you see, that's the liberal agenda, saying defense is the problem. It's not. Defense is only 20% of the national revenue that comes in. The biggest problem is all the entitlement programs, Social Security. Let's talk about Social Security pensions. That was the government stepping in saying your grandmother and grandfather were so stupid they didn't know how unless they were forced to out of their paycheck to set money aside for their retirement.
Wait a minute, Mike. What happened is once they knew they had Social Security, people relaxed. People relaxed once they saw they had Social Security coming.
Exactly. They sat down and they stopped putting away for themselves. They stopped, because they thought the government would be there. It was never meant to be a standard.
And they were there for people that were born in the 20s and 30s, but for people that were born in the 60s and 70s, good luck.
No doubt.
That program was to take our money and spend it, and that's what the hell they did.
That was the real plan. I agree.
That was the way
of taking a dollar from you today and promising you $100 tomorrow, and you bought into the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
How do we buy into it? We're forced to do it.
Absolutely.
We were forced to do it.
But check it out. When George Bush said, take 5% of your monies from Social Security, just 5%, not all of it or anything, they said, so you can invest it yourself. He was giving the American people the ability to withstand, you know, what was getting ready to happen.
The American people are too stupid to figure out the market, and they would have put it in there, and the housing bubble would have burst the market when they would have lost all their money.
No, they wouldn't.
You know, you possibly could have lost all of it. But the thing is when you have a retirement account, you diversify.
I mean, you do diversify, Jeff, but that's not what saves you. In a retirement account, you leave the money the heck alone. The only people who lost money 5 years ago were the ones who panicked and sold at the low price. That's like you being a Blockbuster back in the old days of the 50s in Long Island, and the first black family moved in your neighborhood. You sold your house before all the rest of the prices went to nothing, panicked, and then what? Today those are all million-dollar houses. The only person who took a loss then was the person who acted on fear. But now here's what the liberals do. Democrats get me right now, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, they were saying, this is why we can't privatize Social Security. Look at this. The stock market just fell to 6,800. And on TV this week, they're saying, here it is 5 years later. Look at that stock market raging. This president's doing a good job. Which is it? Is it a good stock market or bad stock market? The truth is.
The stock market isn't a good measure of the economy, though. I mean, the stock market, everybody's suffering. What is it? Like half of the country is receiving some sort of government aid.
Let me say this. The only reason why our stock market is doing good at this time is because they're borrowing and printing $85 billion a month and throwing it into the economy. Now, you tell me how they're doing that and spreading that out. But I'm saying that's not the good thing. That is why the stock market is working. Our economy is limping along,
Jeff, they had an idea to shore up the dollar with oil, gold. They were going to take all the resources. Somebody during the election, I think it was Santorum, threw that idea out, which I thought was a great idea because it'll shore up the dollar. But they shot that down. So the agenda, can't go into the New World Order, but America has to go.
Can I say something?
Yeah, it's a big elephant in the room, really.
Yeah.
You know, before Obama got elected, what was happening? The banking industry was taking a crap because doggone Barney Fife and his guys ahead of the banking because they made the bad loans and everything. And Bush kept asking them, are we in trouble? No, no, no. He must have asked them 25 times, all right?
Well, I've seen that.
Jeff, I seen this in May before Obama went in there, and I says, this whole thing is going to come down.
Yeah.
So anybody that was in the stock market, and I was, you started moving stuff. Not everybody lost 20%. I guarantee you I didn't lose 20%.
Right.
Because I went into gold.
And
right?
Some of us, when it got down to in the 6,000s, we bought. And we made 100% on our money in 5 years. When everybody
Let me ask you a question.
Let me say something for Alabama here, please. May I just finish this thought? Alabama, everybody keeps talking about how evil the stock market is. It is the only place where the little guy can keep up with all the big games that go on. Because where are you going to put your money? In a tree stump in your backyard, and then you have no growth on it.
No,
can I
talk?
You lock yourself into the game and the phone.
You just made a point. The point you just made, there are other ways, namely real estate. You can purchase tax lien certificates, which is 12% just in Alabama. That's 12% per year, per annum. Not to include if they don't show up and pay that in that third year. Now you got the deed.
Yes,
tax deed.
But if
we all know the state
on the
is
law
in first position.
And redeem the house, you lose the house.
No. They still have to pay you your money on 12% per year. I'm just doing it as a 12% per year return. I'm not talking. If you get the house, great. But if not, they still have to pay you 12%. Don't go throw $200,000 worth of repairs in that house.
See,
they either have
buy,
to pay you or get your money.
See, I
or you
buy
get the
a
property.
High quality mutual
so,
fund for $20 a week. You can't go buy a tax a lien certificate for $20 a week. You
yes, you can. You need
to.
See, you need to come to Alabama. See, you. That's the thing. You need to come to Alabama. I could buy houses for $250.
Yeah,
by the tax lien.
Oh
deed.
My God!
I understand. You
it's in the hood, but I'm just telling you, it's cheap. You have not. I don't know. Maybe that's something you don't like to do, but I've seen
well,
you can go out there with $1,500, $2,000, and get a deed
you.
Certificate, and you good. Trust me.
Alabama. Someday we'll have a private conversation, and I will
well,
tell
listen.
You how I took $29 cash. And parlayed it into $4.3 million worth of real estate in 37 months.
Well, wait a minute.
$29 cash that was a bad check. I didn't even have the $29 to cover the check when I wrote it.
Okay, so you took $29 and turned it into $3 million in 3 years.
$4.3 million.
$4 million.
In 37 months.
Well, you need to send me your number, player. That's what
well,
you need to do.
Jeff has got me there. Jeff, get the heck up here.
I want his number,
Jeff.
Okay, look, you guys talk. Look, we're going on break here in about 20 seconds. So you guys
talk. Cut the mic off.
I got you. 720, you will be able to talk if you want to the guys. 412, you'll be able to talk to the guys if you want to as well. We're going to go to break right here and pay some bills. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. This is getting good. We'll talk to you on the other side here, and make sure that you give us a call. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Be right back.
Your car will look brand new.
You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
You guys? Yeah. The point I wanted to make was that when the banking collapsed, and then Obama was running for president, if you remember, he kept saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You guys should have, everybody should have been out of the market, trying to adjust what they had in the market and gone from there. I mean, he caused a lot of this by panicking everybody.
Yeah.
That was his strategy to get elected.
Well, can I jump in there? Now, I was trying to get into this point about making money for me because I really – politics is fine, but the point I was trying to make – I'm going to jump on that, what you just said, in a second. But the point I was trying to make was what year was this done when you made the $4.3 million? What years
I bought
was this?
My first piece of property on February 28, 1983, and 3 years later by 86 in March, I had the $4.3 million portfolio.
Well, I don't really know. Oh, you mean portfolio? I'm talking about created equity, like
yeah, that's what
how
I'm
much
talking
money?
About.
Did, how much?
Had,
how much liquid could? You, how much of that was liquid cash?
I was able to borrow against it because a lot of it was income properties and stuff that I had acquired and stuff, and I was able to borrow against it as much as $175,000 a year tax-free income that then my tenants paid off, and I was living a six-figure income from it.
Okay. Because, I mean, when I was flipping houses up until about 2008,
yeah.
I think 2006 was a beautiful year. I mean, I made, like, almost 600. Made
beautiful.
600. Yeah, beautiful. But it just, I mean, I had to use that to get into other stuff. So it just all fell apart. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't see how I was able to actually dodge it on my credit report, thank God. But
yeah.
they didn't put it on my consumer credit report. Because
and the economy
I don't know how that
we're
works.
In right now, the economy we are in right now, and actually it was probably even better 2 years ago in the middle of the mess, there was so much money to make in real estate, it was a joke.
I mean, I think there's money out there now, but as far as what he was just talking about, well, as far as what he was just talking about, to Barack Obama's defense,
yeah.
George Bush passed the first TARP. They
yeah.
both did the same. George Bush passed the first one. He came in and kept going, but it was both of them. It wasn't just Barack Obama scaring everybody. When Bush, right before he got out,
he passed
the first one.
Yeah, but you see, it's all part of the agenda that Jeff is talking about. People say, well, why would they do this? Well, I don't think all the progressives believe in one world government. I don't think most of them are smart enough to even know what that means. It's that they're being sold the fear, and that's perfect, what is that, Hellenian philosophy, the philosopher from 1880 who used to say you create a crisis and you stand there with your hands in your pocket.
Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah, thank you. Hegelian, yeah. And you create a problem, and you stand there until everybody cries out, and they'll give you anything if you offer them a solution. And that's what governments do all the time.
Well, actually, I think that has to do with Machiavellian, the guy, Machiavelli, whatever. That's the guy that they all follow him. They love him.
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger swears by this guy.
Hitler did it to an art. I mean, when you think about Hitler, some street rabble thug, a gang member, basically, on a street corner in 1924, and by 1933, he's running the country. I mean, that's amazing. That's almost like a community organizer.
He made up that whole thing with Poland. He's just looking for a reason to get in.
So, anyway. I'm so sick of people bashing me. There is so much opportunity out there in Alabama, right? There are so many ways to make money. A month ago.
Now, you never
hear
me complaining about it. I can't make it. You never hear that out of my mouth.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out there.
I said you'll never hear that out of my mouth that I'm complaining about
you.
Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Big Barry White coming on strong Friday afternoon on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229 as well. We're on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com. You can catch us all these different places. And many of you do. We definitely appreciate all of those that call in, all of those that are listening and tell us when we see you out in public. We appreciate that you even would just take the time to be here and listen to what we have to say. And I'm bringing the chat room back up, and I don't know who was talking last, but go ahead. Did Alabama leave? No, go ahead, Alabama. I think you were saying something. Did you get Not So Blind Mike's number?
No, I didn't give it to him because I don't know who's on the line. So can you?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can. Come on. You don't go on conference calls on the radio internationally and pass out your private phone number. Give them the number you see right now on your board. That's my private, direct-to-me, 24/7 line. It would always be a pleasure to talk to Alabama.
Especially after you said what you did, because you're valuable. You might get kidnapped, man.
Oh, God. I didn't think about that. Thanks a lot. Yeah, the one world government will tax me alone.
Oh, yeah, because the United States has to be weak for there to be a one world government, because the people are going to have to clamor for it. They want your guns out of your hands, not to stop the murders and the killings. That is crazy.
The way to make us weak is to take away our disposable income, so we stop making decisions for ourselves, and the government is in control of the wealth, and that's how we become weak.
Absolutely, and that's what they're doing to you. That is the deal, and so therefore you're going to. I'm sorry, I read something that was happening on Facebook. No, Diva, I'm not going to stop. I'm bringing the love music back every time you and Steve get on here. But anyway. That's the love connection of Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Diva and Steve. Hopefully one day I'll play at their wedding. Huh?
You got to take up a collection and send them on a cruise and just play,
yay,
just play the love
go.
Boat the whole time they're out there.
What you think about that, Diva?
We are unequally yoked.
You can go change him. That's all right. You know y'all like
no.
to do that anyway.
No. I don't like to change people. I'm a person.
Okay, we're just picking. We're just playing.
Oh,
my God.
Kit boys. They have to put together piece by piece. Women love little kids, man, to put together.
Y'all stupid. Oh, my God.
They want the, hey, usually the guy wants to, you know, to save the girl, you know. But there's a lot of girls that want to save guys, too. That's why you get girls that that like to go to get the people that are in prison.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. There's a future there. Boy.
Hey, you know where he's at night.
Yeah, and when every time the lights dim, you wonder if you're still married.
No, that's
funny. Day of execution came through.
There you go.
Of course, in Ohio, it could be that you'd be sitting in the chair and the power goes out.
Oh, yeah, because there's not enough power. Because
you run out of coal.
The president makes sure everybody's all messed up here.
Well, that's West Virginia's new industry now is executions. The coal they can't burn for electricity, what they do now is they send prisoners there and they just stone them with chunks of coal.
That's what we're going to do. But that's going to be, you know. But then Obama and them will come right back and say that was cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah. And not only that, but now we got to use water to wash them up because now it's dirty coal we were throwing at them.
Right. Oh, this is going to be crazy. But anyway, it is. Now, here it is. The Republicans today passed a bill to fund the government and to defund the Obamacare component.
Mm-hmm.
The president has put off Obamacare for a certain amount of time, but notice that he gives certain people
mm-hmm.
waivers where they don't have to take part in the program for at least 5 years. The unions figured it out ahead of time, and they started hollering now because they know 5 years from now, or even right now, the people that are employing these people are getting ready to cut their people back to 30 to 20 hours a week.
Right, right.
So what
now,
does that do
second.
For...
I got to correct you. You said something.
Okay.
I got to correct you. We got to get to the finer point. You said certain people are granted exemptions. The problem is no people are getting exemptions. Organizations are getting exemptions. Politically correct organizations. That's the problem with it. The people aren't getting the exemptions. The organizations are, so they can hold on to their membership so they donate to campaigns.
Right, right.
That's what really – see, now if Diva got an exemption, I'd have no problem with that, if that helps.
Well, here it is. You know, it's still a mess.
Well, Diva's on government-funded health care. I'm on Medicaid, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Anything that would help a person, if the person could get an exemption – and it helps that person, great, I'm all for it. There is that liberal side to me. But then the conservative side said, but don't tell me Diva's part of some big, huge organization that makes huge campaign contributions to the right politicians, and that's why kind of a fallout trickle down she got an exemption, because her organization is favored over my organization, you know, the Blind People of America, you know.
I wish I could see this press conference on the coal. Obama announces new clean energy rules that critics say could harm economy. Could harm it. It's definitely harming it. It already has. You know,
our
people in my area. Oh yeah. And he told you, well, for my policy to work, we have to raise prices exponentially. You know, he loves to do us. But think about that. Think about that. Look where we're at. Our costs are going through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Our foreign policy is craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the world is looking at us like, y'all about 20 different kinds of fools.
Yeah.
We were the last strength, the last place of freedom on the earth, and now our freedoms have been taken, and they've been taken by one law. one law in particular kicked you over into having no freedom, and that is the health care law. The NSA is
disagree,
part of it.
I disagree, Jeff. I disagree totally, Jeff.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Jeff, we hadn't been free for a long time, Jeff. Black people hadn't probably ever been free, but I'm just talking about, like, the government in America has always, not always, but over 100 years ago, before we had all these social programs and taxes and all that, then yeah. But now,
the way it's set up now, I mean, we hadn't been free. I mean, you can't own land for real. You can't drive a car without being harassed by the police. You can't. I mean, there are a lot of things we can't do in this country because of the government, because the government is always and ever-present, breathing down our backs, trying to take whatever they can from us. That's the bottom.
I agree with him. I'll tell you it further, and go back to our discussion on Social Security. Social mm-hmm. Security was the first step into destruction of the American family. When people thought they no longer had to take care of grandma and grandpa, it killed the extended family. You moved out of the house or you didn't care what happened to grandma and grandpa because supposedly Social Security would take care of them. You made plans then all through your working career that were not thinking as a family. And you moved out, and then the government then said, now they got some extra money because they're not taking care of the old folks. Let's tax them some more. And it was the beginning
yep.
of the downward spiral
okay,
of the destruction of
okay.
the family.
So I have a question. So prior to social programs, we never had a great population of starving people, poor people in this country, because that's what it makes it seem like, that everybody took care of each other. And I for one, believe that our government works reactively. They see a need and they react to it. They may not react to it in the best of ways, but they still
okay.
react to
okay.
it.
Okay, let's answer that. The Great Depression was caused by liberal policy that ran its course and destroyed the economy. Then when you got the conservatives finally won something, that's when the depression hits, and so everybody says it's those conservatives' fault, but
okay,
it's not
prior
true.
To the great, even prior to the Great Depression, we
uh-huh.
didn't have a good majority of people in America being malnourished, malnutrition, because they didn't have.
Okay.
Prior to
Can I jump to that?
Sure.
Well, if you go back and look at history, we were more of a trade society. Most people had trades and abilities to feed themselves. The industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, the industry, most people were more, agrarian. We were more agrarian back prior to that. So people were able to take care of themselves, farming, different things. People lived
yeah,
more off
agrarian,
the land.
Yeah.
And as these cities and areas of metropolises or whatever you call them came up, people moved away from that, started depending on factories, and even then, there was a trade. It was more about being an apprentice, and we didn't really have – banking hadn't taken over like it had now, to where if you wanted to start a business, most people back then, the way you start a business, save money, start a business, and you start small, only start as a peddler, and then you build your way up. So it was – people had more skills now back then than now. In fact, more people were literate 100 years ago than now.
Yeah.
So, and this was prior to, so it wasn't like it is now.
And
there were people, let me make a point.
Yeah.
There were poor people that starved, but that's the thing. People focus so much on that, let's build a government that takes the rights of everybody because somebody's starving.
Yeah, which is crazy.
The population back in those days was engaged in ranching or farming. When the Depression really hit, a lot of folks left the city when they couldn't find work and went back to some family member's farm, and they worked on the farm, and at least they had food and shelter, and that's how a lot of people survived. Then the government came out with the WPA work program and created a lot of infrastructure. I feel both ways on that. It was good and bad. It was a government program
sure.
that did create jobs. But as far as people starving, it isn't the federal government's job to ease a hunger. I see it as a state and local issue. See, you know in your town, you know who's gaming the church. You know who always has the latest, greatest iPod, but then is always hitting up the church for their electric bill that's paid. You know who the gamers are. At a federal level, we lose control, and that's where the waste, fraud, and abuse comes in. It's these kind of caring kind of things need to be done locally. They do not have to be done on a federal level.
Okay. I don't have a problem if they were capable of being done on a local or a state level.
Yes.
But obviously, if the federal government was to take away their money from these state programs, these state programs would not be able to survive.
It wasn't that way in the beginning.
There's always been a need of for national government. Even back during the
Nobody's speaking against national government. We're speaking against national government controlling all aspects of life. Once again,
this is America,
the land of opportunity, not the land of equal outcomes. And that's what the government tries to do. That's why in Russia, they accomplished that. You have big grates in the middle of the street where they turn the heat on in October or the 1st of November, and they turn it off in April. Okay, no matter what the weather's doing, it's going on at a certain time and it's going off at a certain time. So you have to understand, their shoes all look alike, okay, at one time, because that's what that type of government does. They're dragging you into that government right now. So if you want to have all the same shoes that your neighbor has, and you remember that Wendy's commercial where it said the Russian people were out there doing stuff, and they said swimwear, nightwear, and it was the same outfit only with a flashlight. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. That's where we're going.
Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Okay. And here's my problem with the right and the left. It's all or nothing with you guys. It's always an extreme with both sides. You don't have to go to the extreme. There's always a middle that you can meet in. I'm not talking about everybody has to look the same. I do believe in a person should be allowed to make as much money and not feel guilty about it. But I also believe that in this nation that we live in, that we consider the greatest nation on earth, that people should not have to starve, whether they work or not. They should not have to die because they can't get access to health care.
Let me say something, and I ain't trying to go at you. We ain't none of that shouting today, but check this out right here. This is why I feel like the media plays everybody, because when it comes down to it, I have never heard a conservative say, let people starve. Of course, we've always heard liberals say, what about the feelings and emotions? But the problem I have with it is that I'm saying, look, let's reset this budget. Let's stop having state and local and federal workers. You know, let's make sure that the things that in the budget are set up to where it's financially running like it's supposed to, making smart, sound financial decisions with the government, and cut a lot of this spending waste that's in our government. Then let's help the poor, because, quite frankly, I think we could help people, and there needs to be a stringent way of knowing who's really needing help and who's not. And I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with that. Everybody in America agrees on 90% of the argument. It's the 10% of you want people to starve, and then people get in this big argument. Nobody wants to starve. That's a straw man argument.
Okay, so, I get that, but there are some people who really does not want any type of social program, and when you don't want a social program, then that policy says that, okay, you don't mind if a person starves because some people don't have access to the other way. Diva, hold on.
I'm going to tell you something, and this is the thing. And this is scientific, but this is true. Life is one of the most resilient forces in the universe. If a person is a living organism, we are living beings. A person is not. Most people are not going to sit there and starve in the streets talking about I can't get food stamps. If they cut food stamps out, people will find a way. You will see stuff move. People going to move like you've never seen them move before. Churches, that's where this compassion we were talking about the other day comes from. That the church and a lot of these organizations, people are not, and life is resilient. People are not just going to sit there and die in the streets. I hate to hear this boogeyman argument. People are going to die if you don't. But let's give the crack addict the money to go to the store, because if not, we're not going to have nothing. The government is a crack addict, a addicted, and they need to be stopped. If not, it won't be no money to be given, because the country is going the way of the dinosaurs.
Malnutrition leads to inadequate health. Inadequate health leads to sickness. Sickness leads to death. That's a proven fact.
So
the churches.
So
I mean,
You're
somebody,
a
person is
going to
eat just because, hold on, just because a person can eat does not mean that they are getting enough food or getting having enough nutrients to sustain their health and their life.
Wait, you think people in the black community
are
eating well?
Talking to you about what's on our mind and trying to hear a little bit about what's on your mind. And I'm seeing so many things happening right now. Somebody sent me a little post that said the Supreme Court said that you could, that they could go ahead and proceed with procedures to procedures to impeach President Obama. I don't see any news on that anywhere, but I'm just going to say, boy, that would be something. I would love to see that fight happen, because that would bring on World War III right here in America.
Yeah, that would.
I can see that now. I would love to see that. Start
that
process. Whatever it is, they need to shut him down
for
the next 3 years so that we have some freedom here in America, because we're losing it real fast, ladies and gentlemen, and it's really, really bad. Really, really, really bad. Anyway, chat room, come on back in.
Me and Diva, and we weren't, like I say, ain't trying to get in a real dirty match.
Wait, Alabama, hold on. Local caller, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve. what I had to say is that what about corporate welfare? You know, you keep on getting after, you know.
Hold on, Steve. No.
You're not pointing out.
You got the wrong one. You got the wrong one, man. I'm not against us taking care of the poor. I don't have a problem.
But,
okay.
I mean, you know, you have individuals who are your so-called conservatives.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's say they're against, you know, social programs. Now, I'm bringing up, and personally myself, I think the only people that should be getting social programs are the disabled, the elderly people.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're able-bodied, yes, you should work. The government really shouldn't be taking care of you.
Well, only...
You know what I mean? But then also, we do have working poor people.
Yeah.
And many of them are getting some assistance from the government because they're not making enough money.
Yeah.
To pay for... they're not making enough money to...
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, in other words, they're not making enough money to take care of matters that need to be taken care of. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're here, you're making a minimum wage. You're working maybe $7 or $8 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your gas prices. Then you have all these other things that add on to it. And that's why a lot of us, that's why I'm for Walmart paying their employees $10 an hour.
Well, you can be for it if you want to. They're not going to do it, and nor can
well,
you make them do it.
I mean, they can do that without having to pay their employees benefits. In other
listen, they're not going to do it because they don't have to. Okay.
You're right, Jeff.
Okay.
You're right.
And
that's
they shouldn't be.
Say,
and they
but
shouldn't
you're
be
talking about cutting off.
But Jeff, that's selfish, Jeff. That's not right, Jeff.
Women that you know, you have a lot of women that have children,
and a lot of these
women are poor women. Plus, you have some men too. But mostly, the majority of people that work at Walmart are women.
What'd you call that, Alabama?
And they need assistance.
No, I was just being funny. I was just being funny about
Steve,
the whole
hold
situation.
On, Steve. Go ahead.
I was just being funny about the whole situation. I really want to hear Diva explain to me how the poor people eat nutritiously, because they don't. They have the worst diets. Our diets are terrible. There are people in third world countries that eat better than people in America, poor people in America.
You're talking about two different groups. You're talking about poor people who abuse the system. And that's a very small group.
No. When I say abuse, I mean, you can eat fatbacks and whole necks and still get need triple bypass surgery, especially black women.
Well, the reason why people on food stamps, food assistance, have the poorest health is because, you know, the worst eating habits, because the worst foods are the cheapest foods.
Okay, so I'm saying, so what are you saying? I mean, you were just saying that people, if you got real, if you, and I ain't saying cut the programs and people are going to starve to death. I'm not the one that's going to do that. So let's throw that away. What I'm saying is there are people that are still on these programs. There are people that if you cut these programs would go out and get jobs. I know a lot of them. I know people that were on unemployment that got jobs within a week of losing their unemployment.
But
so
the fact
I'm
of the matter is a good majority of the people who utilize food stamps are working people. They already have jobs. So, but these people are going to be the biggest. If this $40 billion were to pass in the Senate and get signed into law, the biggest group who's going to suffer behind this is those who work, because what it does is the federal poverty guidelines will have to be lower.
Diva, hold on. I'm not even going to argue with you. The thing is, why are they working? What's wrong with the situation? If you're in your 30s, 20s, 40s, and you working and you can't make over $1,000 a month, what's going on? Let's see if we can find work on that person and change the individual so that they don't make $1,000 a month. I'm all for that because that's empowering the person. But let's not just say, okay, they're going to be like that for the next 30 years, so let's just take care of them until they're 60. I don't believe in that.
I'm not saying that the system doesn't do that now, but making $1,000 a month in certain areas, that's not going to cut it. You may be able to live without on $1,000 a month working with just one child living in Youngstown, Ohio.
I didn't look. Okay, well, Diva, I didn't say white poor people out there working that can't get a good job and they about to starve to death. Nobody said that. Even the winter freezing.
Hold up. Let Steve come back in.
Alabama, you fail to understand that. Look all the jobs have been outsourced in our country here, and so a lot of your jobs are service jobs, and most of your service jobs are not really paying that much money. Now, yeah, there are some skilled labor jobs, but there are so many skilled labor jobs that are far and few, and then a lot of your jobs have been outsourced. So that's why women, as well as some men, probably need some assistance. And there are even people that are making about $35,000 to $30,000.
Steve,
they have four kids.
Steve, nobody is saying cut people off of assistance, period.
I'm not for cutting $40 billion out of the food stamp program. That was a dumb idea. They're going to lose elections like that. That's dumb. Go after these doggone defense contractors. That's go after a lot of this corporate welfare first. That's where you can make good cuts at.
Let's face it. The Democrats have kept a voting base by these programs. So the Republicans are going to go after them on these programs. The Democrats this last cycle made sure that tons of people had much more money to coming into their households from the government, and they were no way they were going to vote against that. So they all went out and voted Democrat, black, white, and in between. Okay?
Hey,
now, the Hispanic – go ahead, Alex, I've been waiting for you.
I wasn't sure.
Did you just hear your records playing a little earlier?
I just wanted to say real quick, I think there's a fundamental thought or idea that's being missed in this conversation, because the root of all this, really, in my opinion, is the Federal Reserve and our monetary system. Because the reason why we can't, I mean, if you just look at your paychecks. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I pay over 25% of my earnings goes just to federal income taxes. That's before I pay, Social Security and all this other stuff. So for the first 3 months of the year, I'm working for the federal government. And so it may not be the same percentage for everyone, but the deductions, the vast majority of that goes to federal income tax. And we need to understand, that goes to pay the interest of the Federal Reserve. And it's not serving the people at all. You know, all that money that comes out of our paychecks, that is lost productivity on the American economy. That's how you need to look at it. The money, that money loss is lost productivity on the American, for the American economy. The second thing we have to realize is that before the Federal Reserve, they were the money belonged to the people, not to the government. And so if you realize, we never had a Great Depression until after the Federal Reserve took control of our banking system. Because what this does is now money is not in the local communities anymore, but now everybody has to look up to the government for their money. And that's really the fundamental problem here. When we're talking about social programs and people starving and all this stuff, you know, it really, that you didn't have that when the local banks had the power to finance, had more ability to finance and to create jobs in the local communities. And I think that's what we need to be focusing on, is that correcting that problem, because it doesn't matter how many programs you cut. Even out of, and I agree with cutting from the DOD and all that, but you can cut it all, but it won't matter because everybody's paychecks, you know, most of their taxes is going to the Federal Reserve, which is loss of productivity on the American economy. And still, the local banks are castrated because, you know, they're not allowed to use competing currencies, and they still have to use the fiat currency, the Federal Reserve note. That is the, in my opinion,
Alex,
that is the root.
Alex, let me ask you a question, though, Alex. What I was trying to say was, if we did what you just said and focused on that aspect, when I said cut programs, I mean, I don't want to cut anything until we first deal with that. But that's not, even once that's done, and people could come together conglomerately and say, okay, we need a program for this, because that is government. They're still going to have government programs. Is it not? It may take that tax from other places besides people's paychecks, but when they come together, I don't see anything wrong with having a program that will help people. I don't see anything wrong with that.
The programs are supposed to be, and I think I heard somebody say it correctly, that those are supposed to be instituted on a local and state level.
That's correct.
According to our Constitution, the federal government has no business in Social Security, and everything that Social Security does is unconstitutional, and it's a disgrace to liberty. So it's just, so yeah, I mean, the government can do it, but it needs to be on a local and state level, because this is the problem. It comes with education, which is unconstitutional. With Social Security, it's unconstitutional. Every other program that we do, there is no one size fits all that you can do for the whole nation, and that's the only thing that can come out of the federal government, is some one size fits all program, and it's always a disaster. It's always
everybody will have
failure.
The same clothes, same boots, same care. You can't do it, and it shouldn't be that way under any circumstances, because you have the opportunity to do something here. 720, go ahead and talk to us.
Hey, I do have a question. Could you actually take a banking system and put it on a local level, but because of regulations? I don't think they would even allow that, would they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, your local credit unions are doing that, and you could start up a small regional bank. I've done it, and actually it's quite successful, actually, in the 15 years it's been in operation. It's over $1 billion in assets right now, and it makes a lot of loans here to the farmers and stuff that the big out-of-state New York City and L.A.-based banks won't touch.
But now your credit union, isn't that still regulated by the state?
Well, all of them are regulated because they're handling your money. That's more of the government being your mommy and daddy and watching out for you. But your credit unions are there. Look, if you need a loan, what do you care who's regulating them? They hand you a check, you pay them back. What does the regulation, how does that affect you?
But my question is, would they really allow for the control of money? Because what Alex is saying is, instead of the money being somewhere else in the Federal Reserve, don't credit unions go to the same Federal Reserve program as the banking system?
There's a lot to be said, and I do question some of the historical facts as Alex laid them out. There were worldwide depressions prior to the Federal Reserve. The big one was when all the Irish came here in the late 1840s. There was a global depression that lasted 20 years prior to that. There was one after the Civil War. I don't remember the time frame on that one. There was another big global recession. It happens. It's just part of the cycle of things. And, Alex, the actual money paid is about $300 billion out of the
$2.6 billion. Okay, hey, you got to save that till after the break. After the break, after the break.
Okay, okay.
Tracy and Friends. Listen to
So, Mike.
Yes.
So, and Mike and Alex, you guys are telling me that if we wanted to set up a bank and we had the finance to do that instead of a credit union, we could do that and hold our funds locally and administer as we choose?
Want to do
no.
it? There's a there, matter of fact, Tracy a couple weeks ago had two ladies on who were doing that right in Ohio right now.
No. The ladies that I had, they were trying to establish a credit union, but I'm talking about having a credit union and being able to not be accountable to any of the Federal Reserve and loan as I choose.
The credit union
no,
is not accountable to the Federal Reserve. They're accountable to your state banking regulations only. Because they don't do state commerce, so they don't come under any of the laws that govern state commerce.
Okay, that's not entirely
well,
accurate.
hang on, I was going to finish the statement there. They do come under the regulations of the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission, and a few of those have overlapping laws. But as far as pretty much the way they run the operation, that's run by the board of the local credit union and your state officials.
Okay. Well, but here's the thing. Don't they have to abide by the banking rules for fractional reserve banking, where they have to have so many, you know, if you know the bank has a well, the law is written where and this is what banks do, they can loan out $1,000, but all they have to do is have $100 in their vault. Is that
right?
Is that correct?
On liquidity ratio, and right. Some of them even have less than that. Alex, I'll tell you what. Since I'm not 100% clear on all the ins and outs, I have a friend of mine that I went to high school with. He's the president of the National Credit Union Association. Let me give Bobby a call, and let me ask him some of those questions directly, and I'll get it right from the horse's mouth then.
I mean,
there's only two credit unions in the United States, last time Bobby and I talked about this 2 years ago, that have $1 billion plus in access, and they're in the oil-rich countries and cattle-rich country of Texas down there. The most of them are small, 100 million or less operations.
Yeah, there are some successful ones, but here's the issue. There's certain banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, that have free credit lines or low interest, cheap money lines with the Federal Reserve that these credit unions do not have. And
correct.
So when they get that money, and I'm talking about hundreds of billions and even trillions of dollars, when they get that money into their coffers, they can then go and make loans at a level that these credit unions simply cannot compete with.
No, correct.
And so,
but they're not loaning to the people that the credit union typically would get to know on a local level, and they bet on the person, not on the business plan.
But you can't think of it like that, because here's what happens. It's still those same investment bankers that loan money to expanding corporations that then, like a Walmart or a Home Depot, that then go into smaller communities and wipe out the small jobs, you know, those local jobs, because those local banks don't have the ability to finance what they would like to build up their own community.
But Alex, what
happens
when a Walmart goes in the area is the mindset of the average American that drives the extra mile and a half out of the city limits into the county where the Walmart is taxed by the city. There's no revenue for the city, and it's the consumer, the American consumer, choosing to buy something $3 cheaper at Walmart than buying it from it. It's Walmart's mere presence doesn't kill these businesses. It's the buying public that kills them.
No, and I'm not. I don't want you to think I'm trying to vilify Walmart. I'm not. That's not my point. What I'm saying is that, and I'm not trying to scapegoat the consumer or anything like that. There's business people are everywhere, and including in small local communities. And I'm pretty sure that even local business people would love the opportunity. Just love the same opportunities that a Walmart and a Home Depot has when they go into communities, but they don't because of the special financing that larger corporations have, because they have relationships with the big investment bankers to finance what they want to do, and it's not, you know, it's an indirect hazard that it causes on our economy when you have these bigger banks that can get all this money from the Federal Reserve that our local credit unions cannot get. They do not have those relationships, and then they can parlay that into, you know, empire.
Sam Walton started out as a neighborhood store many years ago. It was his skill as a businessman. You're arguing the chicken and the egg, which came first. You're saying Walmart because they can get a lot of money. Well, Walmart was once small. They deserve to get a lot of money because of their cash flow and their business practices and the sheer volume of business they began to do. And they worked their way up the food chain from local banks to state banks to regional banks and now international banking. Doing the chicken and the egg. It just doesn't work in a free market economy. If any local businessman wants to be the next Walmart, he's got to get everybody in his family down with it, mortgage everybody's house, get some money together, and he's got to do what Sam Walton did if you want to have what Sam Walton got.
You keep creating an argument that I'm not even arguing.
No, I'm just saying that
Walmart is an excellent company, and so I have no qualms against Walmart.
But
my issue is with the monetary system. Our banking system does not create a fair market for companies to thrive
or
competition.
Or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyAndFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, Alex, how about we sue Jeff for false advertising? They keep saying Tracy and she's not here.
That's funny.
Steve told me to send this out dedicated to you just for Young on the phone. All right, Steve, I did it, man.
You're broken, Jeff. You're broken.
All right, Steve, we got the message in. We got it in. Friends, we are back. What's going on, everybody? Here, live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, as well as on Blog Talk Radio, iHeart Radio, and on TracyAndFriends.com. You can hear us. What's going on, room? Okay, Diva, did you get the message? Diva.
What? Say it again.
Did you get the message? Huh?
Yes, I heard the song. Yes, it is.
See, that's what he said. I'm going to leave you alone, Diva. Steve, I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. Anyway, go ahead. Who was talking last? We had 440. We had Not So Blind Mike.
Alex.
Alex is in there.
Alabama.
Diva.
We're wrong. Somebody
yeah,
72.
Alabama's gone right now.
Oh, is he?
I had Alabama muted because he had a lot of noise in the background. We have Tracy on there. So
Tracy
all
did?
Of you, don't speak at one time now. Don't all speak at one time.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Before I lose you, I'm in a bad area. I want to put my vote in again for Debbie
Wasserman.
Once before the weekends, I got to put my another vote in for her. That'd be the fourth and final one for the week. So,
we won voting like true Democrats.
Yeah, I was going to get you for voter repression too, buddy. If you wouldn't have let me vote it again, I would have got you again.
Yeah, but that's okay because you know they got the people up to watch out now. You know, they're trying to stop you from voting. Anyway, we go over that every week, sometime or another. Voter suppression cannot happen in the state of Ohio. Why? Because you can call the Board of Elections and get your ballot sent to your house without showing your license, and you can vote and send it in, and your vote will be counted. You can verify it. This is crazy.
Why do I have to use a piece of paper? Why can't I participate in the voting process where I can actually go and
you
use the machine, which is
you
my
can.
Preference.
Nobody's stopping you from doing
hours.
That. Listen.
What?
It takes what?
It doesn't take long where I live, but in the inner city of Columbus, because I live in a very conservative district, in the inner city of Columbus, it takes a long time to vote. And you can forget about early voting because they only have one place where you can early vote. And it
what's
takes
that
got
to do with you having an ID, though, to vote? You still got to vote, hon. What does that have to do with you flashing your ID and proving you're you so someone else doesn't hijack your vote? What does that have to do with waiting in line?
Why should I have to show an ID? The Constitution doesn't require me to show an ID to vote. Show me where there are mass cases of voter fraud, not registration fraud, but voter fraud with players walking in and voting as another person.
Go ahead, Alex.
It's kind of annoying. People talk about voting and the Constitution, and if you check the Constitution, it says nothing about voting.
Voting shall be set by the policies of the state, including the right not to vote.
Exactly. Voting is not a constitutional right. So, I don't know. Let's just keep that in mind.
Hey, Jeff. I live in Chardon, and I walked into the gymnasium in there, and I blurted out. I says, "Well, I'm voting for the third time." Everybody in that whole room looked at me.
Wow.
I would have
went over, shook your hand, and said,
count.
"You're a better citizen than me. I only voted twice."
Hey, everybody knows everybody in that town, and I mean, they all looked at me like, "Would you shut up?"
Yeah.
Hey, and then being up in Chardon, you felt bad because with everybody's vote, it still didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, you can have so much fun with that.
Whose car is doing that?
That's Diva's voter fraud alarm going off.
That's your illustrious host who hollers at me for bumping the microphone. Now, look, you're making noise. Turn your car off.
You're trying to get an early head start on those lines Diva's talking about at the polls.
Yes, she's going straight to the polls, and she works for the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for the laugh.
You too. Hey, thank you all callers that had it, but everybody, you're still welcome to be here because we have 45 minutes to go on the show. And, there's no voter suppression. I'm sorry. There's no such thing in the state of Ohio. No, you need to have a doggone ID. You can't go visit your hero in the White House without one. Guess what? You ain't going to get in there with...
Why don't they just move to something like a biometric system?
You mean where everybody votes online or something?
No, where if you're gonna go to a voting booth, they scan your fingerprint or something like that, and boom.
I said that the other day.
Don't you? You really want to bring the end time? The mark of the
beast. But you know what? I said that the other day.
Yeah.
That we needed to go to a system where your fingerprint.
Everybody,
we wasn't on air.
Everybody,
you actually want the government to have a database?
They have that already.
Yeah, they already have that. Everybody who has a social security number, once you turn 18, you automatically have the right. Link it up to the social security system. Boom. They'll know if you vote twice or more than once. I mean, it's an easy way to fix that. It's better than what both sides are saying, because the left are saying, they're suppressing us. We're requiring an ID. The right is saying, we need ID to stop this. Okay, let's meet in the middle and figure out a way to make both sides happy. Because there's a reason why ID is not good, because not everybody can obtain an ID. So,
let me tell you something. The Supreme Court just ruled that it was okay for the police
to collect DNA because they're already doing fingerprints. If you open up the door for the federal government or any government to collect everyone's fingerprints, then you might as well let them swab your mouth because that's coming next.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Diva, it's a compromise. You're right. Jeff said you call and get a ballot. You want to go into the poll. You pick up the phone. You don't even need to dial. Just talk to the dial tone. And because the NSA is listening, you say, I am now leaving. They GPS track you all the way to the poll. They know it's you. And then they see who you vote for. And they say, okay, done. That's
true.
It. That's what's next.
Because and you really don't want that in that way, because I thought of that idea that they use one of your fingers, you know, for you to to identify you. But the danger is, you know, it's not ending. But I don't think they should be able to get your all five fingers. I just don't.
Let me tell you the problem with picking which finger. You now make that finger bounty. People will be cutting off people's fingers to use it to get access to codes and records. I have a friend who works in global organ transplanting. You know, they try to find donors and matches. They had to stop taking organs of small children from South America, from certain countries, because they were finding out that entire orphanages run by nuns had been held by guerrillas. And what was happening, and they didn't know this because they're so remote. And when they up on the internet, they saw a heart for a 3-year-old male child come up. They were killing one of the kids and shipping the heart. And because the whole thing is time sensitive, they had not enough time to check the source of that. They were more glad they got a heart until they realized where they were coming from. And that finger on your hand would then become bounty.
Here's the thing: can we stop equating the United States of America to other countries? Every time somebody comes up with an idea, it's always something that happens in another country. Until you can give me a statistic of organ harvesting for profit in the United States.
Diva, I will give you the best statistic. 200 years thinking it was okay to make black people work for nothing.
That's a good one.
What? Okay. I'm trying to figure
out
how to say
it. We inherited the slavery tradition of the world. Crime is crime. 80 miles into Arizona, there's signs posted now. You can't go to federal parks. They can't guarantee your safety from the drug lords who have set up camp in those places from who've crossed the Mexican border. That's here in America. Bob Krantz, a client of mine, Arizona rancher, murdered on his own property. His fence is the border with Mexico. 3 years ago this past March.
Mm-hmm.
Are they harvesting those organs or cutting out those fingers to sway an election? Because that's what I'm talking about here.
No, that finger will become valuable for other things, like to get a driver's license, to open a bank account. It's only a matter of time.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
They never thought that when they gave you a picture ID that everybody would start requiring a picture ID either. But now, because you're not staying in your hometown, everybody doesn't know who you are. You can move to another state. Your driver's license with your picture now is a legal form of ID. People ask for it. I'm telling you, anytime you personalize, you create another revenue source for the criminals.
Every election day, I run into 5 to 10 people that have said, well, you know, I was down in D.C. or down in this other town, this, that, and the other. Can I vote up here? Well, the thing is, if they early vote in two other places and then come to your place and then vote again, how are you going to track that?
Right. Same with college.
If you don't have picture ID, all you got to do is show an electric bill with your name on it. Or this is craziness. Especially
I mean,
when you have
your
13,
ID.
Wait a minute. And especially when you got 13 million potential voters illegally in the country.
But your ID, I mean, your utility bill gives a more accurate picture of which district you're in and which district you should be voting in, more so than your ID.
But anybody
because
can take your utility bill out of
their
garbage.
ID every time they move somewhere.
But anyone can take
I've been harping on the photo ID, and so I started working with the Amish.
Here you go.
They are citizens of America. And because of the belief system, they don't take formal photos. So
right.
Now I have have to say that an Ohio got it right when you have to show some type of utility bill or piece of mail that comes to that address with your name on it, and then they match up your signature. But I do say that having a photo ID may not be the best form without having alternatives for those people who don't have one.
That's what made me say about the using the finger the other day.
Every
citizen has, every United States citizen has a Social Security number, right? So why don't we have a system where, okay, when you go to vote, you put in your Social Security number, your ballot is automatically linked to your Social Security number, the correct ballot comes up no matter where, what place you go, and that's the only ballot you can vote on, and boom. It already tells you if you already voted, you have no double voting, nobody voting for the wrong person.
And if you go to a poll and you say, but I didn't vote before, what is that referee supposed to do? Fight himself for the next 5 years in federal court being sued because he violated your right to vote? Why do you say so that you didn't vote somewhere already?
The problem with that is, in my head, I know at least three or four people's Social Security number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, we're having a problem with ID fraud on people knowing other people's Social Security number. People will be voting with their children.
Okay. See how we're having this dialogue. This is the dialogue that should be happening, not whether you should have a photo ID or you shouldn't have a photo ID. Let's come up with a dialogue where we can figure out how to make every person who wants to vote be able to vote without making a hardship for a certain group of people.
You mail it to their house and give them the ballot, and they send it back in.
I don't want to say, well, somebody, but see, then you got people with disabilities.
Look,
oh, you got people with disabilities, people who have
If you don't want it mailed to your house, then guess what? Then you go to the poll, but take an ID when you go.
But then we have issue with people stealing people's mail.
No, we don't.
Oh,
yes,
no,
my God. How do you think ID fraud happens? A good majority of it is stealing people's mail and people's
Diva, the problem is not mail coming to the house. The problem is putting your mail on the curb and me picking up your trash and finding out your number.
No, people with mail, like in my community, all of our mailboxes are on the curb. So somebody can easily go in your mailbox. There has been a couple of cases where people have stolen mail out of mailboxes.
Of course. That's called federal mail theft, and there's crimes, and that's a crime, and those people are dealt with very severely when it's discovered.
Okay, but the thing is,
but they would have to know your ballot coming.
How many people's mailboxes do you have to raid to swing an election?
Okay, you know how many people's Social Security numbers you would have to know to swing an election?
That's easier done,
because you know Social Security numbers are easy to get.
Yeah. And see, random.
Right, and here's the problem, Diva. They're giving illegal aliens Social Security numbers. That's the problem. Yeah, they're giving
I
know you didn't hear of it, but when they come in here and they can work. They get those work visas and those things like that. They're given a Social Security number so they can pay taxes. They are giving them Social Security numbers. It is not enough. These people are not voter frauding. This is what they tell you to get you all excited to go out there and vote. Because I tell you what, the people of Youngstown, Ohio, right here where I am at, they had a chance to vote for who they wanted for mayor, and guess what? No black people came out to vote but a few, and they didn't get the vote for who they wanted to be mayor. He lost by 150 votes. Now, I'm not saying I don't have a dog in that hunt. I don't live in Youngstown. But the thing is I know that the people were wanting to put this one guy in. Somebody has a lot of air noise going on. Yeah.
Now you
yeah.
can get everybody to vote. A fair way to
I
do it is do it through Facebook.
And then open the unemployment office the next day for all the people who get fired when your boss sees who you're voting for.
Right.
330-503, you're in the air.
What's up, Jeff? Big Bob.
Hey, what's up, Bob? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good today. Hey,
good.
You know, someone chimed in about the Amish don't take pictures. Well, yeah, they do. You cannot buy a firearm without a photo ID, and just about every Amish person I've encountered owns at least a shotgun and a hunting rifle.
Yeah.
So think about all the things you have to have a photo ID for. You can't get on an airplane without a photo ID. You can't cash a check without a photo ID.
How do you know they didn't make a gun?
And if I don't fly and I do electronic banking, I don't need. That's not a problem.
We have to open.
You still have to have a photo ID to set up a banking account.
Even the ones you do online, they ask you to email them or fax them a copy of both sides of your ID.
No, you don't, Bob.
You do not.
No, you don't. It all depends on the regulations of that bank.
Exactly. You do not necessarily need a state government-issued ID.
Hold on, David. They have their own banking system, and they have. I mean, you have to understand they are quarantined to themselves. They don't even with transfer of firearms. You can go out and buy a firearm, and I can legally sell you my firearm.
Right.
Because it's legal for me to do that.
Right. They have Muslim friends who wear veils, go and buy the firearms, and present their ID with the veil on it. So that's how they get around it.
In Pennsylvania, it is against the law for private sales of firearms between two individuals. You have to go through a firearms dealer to sell your brother a gun.
But if my mama dies, can I take her gun?
Yes. Nope. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
They can gift it. They can gift it.
Look. You can get, if your parent or, you know, somebody you were in the household with had a gun, you don't have to do anything with that gun. That's your gun.
I'm talking about in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay.
They're packaging the shotguns with milk, cow milking equipment as a way of euthanizing cows that don't produce enough milk. So when they order a milking machine, it comes with a shotgun from out of state.
The Amish in Illinois do not have to have a take a picture to own a gun. I'm looking.
The same as the Muslims in the state of Florida can have their photo ID taken for their driver's license wearing a veil.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah, which is crazy.
Censuses for religious purposes.
Well, but
there
see,
was a guy
but
in
his...
Texas that there was a guy in Texas that won in the Supreme Court that he could have his driver's license. He could have a picture of a spaghetti pot on his head because that's the religion he belonged to.
Hold it. Hey, buddy, you making fun of Italians?
No. It was this religion that they call themselves something like the spaghetti pot heads or something, and he had a spaghetti strainer.
I think
and it went all the way to
the
Supreme Court of Texas.
Yeah.
216, you're in the air.
Thanks. You know, when you register to vote, how come you just can't get an ID? I don't understand that. Can we just give out free IDs? What's the problem with showing an ID?
I'm with that one myself. I don't see it.
I don't understand what the.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Diva.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Diva, what's the problem with that?
Well, because
everyone
an ID
gets free IDs.
Well, one, like they said, certain people for religious purposes don't take photos, and two, it depends on is there a requirement to get those free IDs? Because if you need a birth certificate, not everybody has a birth certificate.
I don't think Amish vote either. I don't know. Tracy's gone right now. I hope she comes back in. But I don't think Amish vote. So that would not cover them. But
if you don't have an
I mean,
ID,
what's the fundamental argument against that ID? I don't understand that.
Same
why don't some people
why
want
you,
that?
Have an argument about guns?
No, it is
about,
not.
About IDs to vote.
Constitution. The voting is not in the Constitution.
But if you want to vote, why can't you show an ID to vote? Why is that a problem?
Why do I have to show an ID?
Because we don't know who the hell you are, Diva.
We're trying.
We don't know
you.
You
don't double vote. There's no voter fraud.
So just yeah. So So what's wrong with going
to an election is registration fraud. And if you want to fix fraud, you have to fix it in the registration process. And you don't need an ID to register.
Registration fraud only carries itself out when those falsely registered people show up to vote more than once. Merely registering doesn't affect the election, Diva.
What do you have against showing an ID?
Show a case where an election has been affected by people showing up voting more than once.
John Kennedy, President, when Mayor Daley swung Chicago. And
thank you,
Illinois,
both
President
of them.
Kennedy.
Both of them
in
Chicago.
In the last election here in Florida, they found out that it was like in key districts, it was like thousands of people that voted that were either felons or they were supposed to be deceased. And so that's obviously a problem.
How many people in Chicago?
There's always
going to
be
voted.
Small cases where
this
people
thousands,
are.
Thousands, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Thousands is not
Florida.
A small case, Diva.
And Florida is Florida is a key state for presidential elections.
Okay.
Well, Diva, you're not answering my question.
These are only the cases that are found. How many go unfound?
It comes
down to answer the question.
Stability.
What is the problem with showing an ID? Where is your problem? Why don't you want to have to show an ID? I'm not understanding that.
The problem is not everybody. The requirement is to get an ID. Not everyone is able to get one.
That's not true.
Why not? One person cannot get an ID.
Yeah, who can't get an ID? I don't. And then we can take that on an individual basis.
Now, on that, I have to agree with Diva on that everybody can't get an ID, which is why I think you have to give them out for free. Because if you require people to have an ID, but then the cost is like $25 for the ID, it effectively becomes a poll
every
tax.
State,
right, but if they're
like,
free,
every
what's
state
wrong
in the
free?
Last election waived the fee if you were indigent. In South Carolina, they actually even then overcame the transportation issue, would be willing to pick you up and take you to get an ID and waive the fee. It was a governor's issued policy. In the state of 4.5, almost 5 million people, only 4 people called the governor's hotline to go get an ID and get a driver to take them there. 4 people out of 4.5 million.
Okay,
and
but
once
that's
again,
not a program that every state follows. Not every state follows those guidelines.
They're making
well, then
law
let's
that
make
they
that
do.
The law that they have to. Instead of making the law no ID, let's make it that
right.
They have to follow a reasonable guideline.
But Diva,
okay,
it sounds like you're
know.
Arguing just to argue. It doesn't sound like you really have an argument.
Where'd you hear that before?
I don't have a problem with an ID if you make it easy for people to be able to get an ID.
Yes,
then we need,
the argument on both sides is ridiculous because even if you made every person, if you made it available so that every person can get an ID for free and all they are needed to do is required to register to vote, the right is going to have a problem with that. Why? Because most of those people are going to benefit from that are Democrats.
They're going to object to it because to give something to the masses free means other people have to pay for it. That means your children's school gets one less book.
This is not about that. This is about politics.
Let me tell you something.
Winning over
you show
the other.
Me a demographic of 1,000 people that you think that applies to, and I will put a handmade circular in their mailbox that says, if you can get to Walmart tomorrow at 10 a.m., this is your gift certificate for a free $500 brand-new Apple iPod thingy. Believe me, they'd move the stones of hell to get a ride there and get there. And you're going to have to prove who you are with an ID. So they go to motor vehicle, they get a picture ID, they come up with the 10 or 15 or 25 bucks, they would be there, Diva. It's that, once again, we've taken the responsibility of ourselves away from us.
You fail to realize there is a group of people, whether they're small or not,
define
who
the situation.
Cannot... Okay, in Pennsylvania, you had an 87-year-old woman who could not vote. Why? Because she did not have a birth certificate. Why? Because of the era she lived in.
But there's a way around that because she also bought
now.
A house over her life. She's had mortgages. She's had bank accounts.
Okay, but
somebody
Pennsylvania was requiring state-issued ID. It's not the issue of just any ID.
Birth certificate is the issue we're talking about here.
You
can work around not having a birth certificate.
Oh, Lord. You know what?
Diva! My mother came to the United States from a war-ravaged country in World War II. Her birth certificate burned in a church.
Lord, you know,
she became a citizen
I'm not
and worked very nicely without a birth certificate. Rosedale,
your mother's
a
also
highly
diva.
Respected manager with
I'm
a major
say,
U.S. corporation.
Mike,
ding, 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 ding. Hey,
red
hey, herring. Break it down, break it down.
First
off, break it down.
Matters.
About Diva.
These
stop
are
jumping the point, honey. This is a typical Democrat
because
trick.
It's typically
when you're about to be back in your corner, find
election.
A new corner. When you're about to be back
in
your corner, find a new corner.
Hold on. Okay, now here, we're gonna reason this out real quick, and I'm going to say it just like this. It is absolutely asinine thought that you cannot get an ID. And all these people that are organizing and spending these millions of dollars against people having to have IDs, why don't they just make sure that their people that can't get an ID get an ID?
Exactly.
My mother was born in Sumter, South Carolina, back in the 30s, or late 20s, early 30s. Okay, now, guess what? They did not keep black people's records back then a certain way. So she had a birth certificate that said her name was Robert Sue Wigfall, and that wasn't her name at all. She had that birth certificate, and she had that birth certificate till I was born. So I recognized the thing, and she had to go. And she had to go through a lot of things down there. My father's a lawyer, so he was able to get her birth certificate changed. She's been in this area for years with the high school in this area, and they were not wanting to issue her a proper ID at that time just because she was black. But here's what I'm telling you. That does not exist now. There's no
you
such.
You a lie.
Oh, I'm not any lie at all. It doesn't
yes,
exist.
If
no, it doesn't exist because
racial discrimination and bias.
Listen. I didn't say that racial discrimination did not exist. I said that part of racial discrimination does not exist. The government's making sure of that. Now, the reason why you don't have people saying this is because voter fraud is easy to do. Dead people vote every election. My father was in Alzheimer's facility, and guess what? On election day, they had tried to have him put an X on a piece of paper to vote Democrat. I said, this man ain't never been Democrat in his life. I caught them.
And just
I
to use Diva's own
them.
Argument, and to use Diva's own argument, Diva, how prevalent is it that an 87-year-old doesn't have a birth certificate and is denied voting because of it? Is that worth turning an entire nation upside down, undermining the confidence in the voting process?
Thank you. Thank you again. Local caller, you are in there.
Hey, Jeff, it's D.
Hey, D.
I can't take it anymore. I got to say something. If you won a lottery for $1 million and they wanted to see some photo ID, you'd find a way to get a photo ID to qualify for that prize. If you wanted to buy beer or wine or whatever, and they wanted a photo ID to see that you were old enough to buy that, you would find a way to sign up for any kind of benefits. You have to prove who you are. I know of old ladies, in my church, dear older ladies that, don't drive, but they go get that ID, and they're only making, because their husbands worked, when wages weren't high, they're only making about $400 in Social Security. So if they can find a way, I'm sure that even if you asked a relative and you said, instead of a Christmas present, would you pay for me to get a photo ID, or instead of a birthday present, would you pay? Mm-hmm. There are ways. I'm sure you could even go to a church and ask for, the money if you were sincere. So I just do not buy this argument.
Neither do I.
No way.
And D, there's one person in the Appalachian Mountains who can't do it right now.
There are so many ways they can get it.
D, there's one person living in the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia that can't get their ID. So we have to scrap that whole idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they want to register as a Republican. So we have to scrap that idea.
Jeff, thanks for catching that.
As a representative on the line here for the disabled community, I'm sorry. get to 87 years old. If you know somebody who's 60 and collecting her husband's pension and they're disabled, here's what you already know. That person has a support system that obviously has found a way to bring them groceries for 60 or 70 or 80 years, has found a way to help them read their mail, pay their bills, not get evicted, keep their lights turned on, get their food cooked, their clothes washed, and their house cleaned. They have a support system. And any good disabled person on the line will tell you, yeah, just ask my cousin, I'll ask my mother, I'll ask the church, I'll ask, you know, a friend. And that's how we survive. We build a system local to us, and that's how we go on to do what we do. We don't need a federal program for everything we need to do during that. There's no federal government program that comes here and hands me toilet paper when the roll runs out. I figured out a way to do that on my own.
They ask you for your identification.
Yeah, and I get asked for ID all the time, even though I can't see it.
They can't prescribe medication or anything to you unless they're sure of who you are. I mean,
I have to show an ID just to pick up my wife's prescription.
Sorry, I don't have to show an ID to pick up my prescription. I don't have to show my ID to go to. Okay, but I'm saying, you guys, I don't have to show an ID to pick up my prescription. I don't have to show an ID to bank. I don't have to show an ID to shop with my debit card. I don't have to show an ID when I go to the doctor's office.
Of course not.
I tell you what, give me your bank then, because I doggone sure do.
And you never have to show them an ID the day you open the account? Never.
Okay, but the thing is, you guys make it seem as you have to use your ID for everything. There are instances that you do not have to show an ID, and it's not a matter of just an ID. It's the type of ID that they're requiring. Many people have some type of form of ID, but now they're saying, no, only your state-issued government ID can work. So if I was born in 1930, I was born in Alabama, and my birth certificate is in Alabama, how am I supposed to get my birth certificate if I move to Ohio and now I want
to
vote in Ohio?
Write a letter to the town clerk's office where you were born, and they send you a copy. And they even email it to you now.
And
instead of giving up, Eva, why don't you at least pick up the phone and try to see if it's possible? They can come back here and say, well, I tried and it can't be done. But you're arguing phantom arguments that don't apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the whole rest of the nation should be plunged into distrust of the government for the election. Nothing's more sacred than a cleanly run election. And to follow your logic, since only 7 out of 10 murders are solved, what we should do is every 10 murderer, have them come in, put and then draw out 7. They get off for free, and the other 3 and the 3 are the ones we prosecute. The 3 we would have missed. It's ridiculous.
You know, I think she'd have a problem if somebody cashed her paycheck.
Oh, you bet. Or stole her debit card. What did you ask her for an ID? What are you doing?
I never had a cash paycheck. I always had direct deposit. So how someone's going to cash my
check? Okay, Diva, that's not our point. That's not our point.
The point is,
you're trying to explain your way out of craziness.
It's the truth of the matter.
No, it is not the truth of the matter. It is your thought. Diva, you're trying to prove your point, and you're not being logical here.
Okay, again, here's with the logic. Here's the logic argument. Okay.
Go ahead, D.
If you went to get a marriage license, you would have to prove your identification.
When you got married, Diva, did you use a picture ID?
Yes, I did.
Well, aren't you glad you had it?
But when
now,
I got divorced, I didn't
now, how did you get one without a birth certificate?
Okay,
how did you get
first,
one without a birth certificate?
Losing your life, that is required. And I think it is not too much to ask of citizens of this country to have proper identification for the significant events in their lives.
Here you go.
And if it's not significant to you, then don't bother. If it's not worth it for you to go get an identification to vote, then don't vote. I'm not going to do cartwheels to try to make everything comfortable and easy for people, because if they don't care enough to go through that little bit of a requirement, I have to question how committed they are to the voting process and to the good of this country. I think any reasonable person would understand that you want to know who is voting. And if you can't comply with that, then I don't think you should vote.
Liberal logic is not reasonable, though. See, that's the only thing. It is terribly unreasonable. And that's why, it happens like it happens. We drove her away this time, I think. I think that she pulled out altogether on this. But yeah. I understand. No, here she is. I'm sorry. I apologize. She must have switched cars. Liberal logic does not work.
Well, you know, I worked for... We had foster parents and adoptive parents who came in. They were fingerprinted. They went through, you know, they got government identification. They did, I mean, they weren't going to drive.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything necessary because they loved children and they wanted to foster them and they wanted to adopt them.
Right.
Some of them had worked so hard that their fingers had bare fingerprints. And they even went through special fingerprinting and background checks because we couldn't pick up, like a typical fingerprint from them. So, again, if it's important to you, I think you'll find a way.
You will find a way to get anything done. You know, we came from another station. And on that station, they were very, very, you know, for this photo suppression. Okay. So now I noticed that whenever that station had a contest and gave away tickets, they would always say, and make sure you bring your driver's license down here because we don't want you picking up somebody else's ticket.
That's right.
And I'm up there saying, oh, no, don't require any driver's license. I called them one time and said that. Oh, no, don't require any driver's license to pick up tickets. Just get a ticket to whoever says they're Joe Blow or Janie Nobody. Okay, just give it to them. Why? Because you don't have any idea about what you're saying and how you're saying it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to check out library books, if you want to do anything, and again, if you don't want to participate in those programs, then you don't have to have a license. I'm not telling people they have to have a photo ID.
Close your window, Diva.
But the bottom line, if you want the privilege, then you have to meet the responsibility.
Right.
Main argument is, the argument from both sides is a fallacy, because it boils down to, this did not start up with normal, regular people on the right or the left. This came out of those who are in leadership. It came out of, it's a power grab. Each side trying to stop the other side from gaining more voters or during
it
an election.
It is not
that's
the case. That's
oh
not
my
true.
Gosh,
that's not true. Tracy. Diva. Diva, it's not true.
Really?
It's not true.
You think only Democrats are poor? You don't think there's poor Republicans?
This does not have to do anything with poor.
Yes, you did. You said it was a power. It was to stop a power grab, you said. It was
to
stop a power grab.
It has to do with a voting block. There are more registered Democrats than are Republicans. And if all those registered Democrats get out to vote, then Republicans always lose elections.
There's more independence than either party, and it's
the
independence
that
sway the vote here. It's the independence that sway the vote, not the Democrats.
Independents tend to split the vote. Independents tend to split the vote. A Democrat will vote for Democrats, a Republican will vote for Republicans, and an independent will vote for either side.
Okay, and if it's a power grab for voters, and independents seem to be the ones more libertarian and believe in Second Amendment, why don't they pass out guns if you vote then to appease them? Like if you register, you get a free gun. Your
listen,
logic doesn't
still,
hold water.
It still takes a majority
you're carrying
of the
water
voting
for
block
the
hold
Democrats.
On,
Dan, your argument doesn't
still
hold water.
It takes a majority of their voting block to win.
Yes. And you're so bigoted and prejudiced, you believe all Democrats are poor, stupid, and need somebody else to help them vote.
No, I never said that. So I don't know why you're putting ideals and thoughts and words into my mouth or my mind.
Well,
so
you're saying it's a power grab to prevent a certain block
power
of people, the Democrats, from being able to
power
register.
Power has nothing to do with rich or poor.
Then
it
let
has
them have an ID
it,
and then clean up the system. Then, it,
okay.
then
wait,
the whole point
did
is...
Did I just have an argument about not having IDs? No, I just specifically said that it's about
you
a power grab. And you specifically
the
right
over
trying
to control a block of voters that would sway the election. It was a power grab.
What's
you
that?
Just said that.
That's what you
if
said.
You want, you're
what
saying
does
that
have
that
to
the
do with rich or poor?
You're saying the
wait,
left
okay.
is disenfranchised.
All I'm pointing
because
out the real reason
elderly,
why this is happening.
How the system works.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Mike, hold up. Mike, hold up. Okay, Diva. Hold on. Dee, go ahead and say something.
Okay. I think problem with this issue. You have a problem with honesty and integrity. Because bottom line, I work at the board at the voter precinct, and they have two representatives, two Democrats and two Republicans. When they take these votes in the box back to the Board of Elections in the evening after the voting, they have a Democrat and a Republican ride together so that nobody can say that there was any tampering with those votes in the box. Anytime you sign the roll where the votes are printed, that you have two Democrats and two Republicans that sign those rolls, everything is done with that check and balance because of honesty and integrity. And to me, that's the bottom line in this whole discussion. If you are trying to manipulate, you've got an ulterior motive. And if you oppose a reasonable request, I have to question your motivation and your intention.
I think we've
said so many times that the truth will set you free. Just be truthful. Just be honest. The bottom line is you are who you are, and you shouldn't be ashamed to have that proven by some identification. And it's the people who are trying to do something manipulative who would fight against this. I cannot find any situation where I think that, you know, there should be an exemption for this, because I truly believe if you desire to vote, there are elderly affairs groups that will help the elderly. There are churches, like I said, neighbors, family. The gentleman was talking about support systems. Somebody would make a way for you if you sincerely wanted to vote and needed an ID.
Absolutely. And like I said, last year when they had this argument going on, I offered right over the air. I said, find me anybody that cannot get their license, and I will buy their license for them. Now, I can't afford to do that with everybody, but I made that offer. Guess what? No one came forward. And I made sure that the churches knew. I made sure that a couple people said, I will buy their license. Tracy, go ahead.
You know, I'm on my way down to testify before the President's Commission on Administration of Elections. And this is what it's about. And what I find is we have politicized the election process so much that it has become a fear, and it has become apathy for the most of the American electorate. And we should have never allowed that to happen, because it is the fabric of our democracy. And until we stop this, you know, a reasonable request of showing that you are who you are, or you live where you live, should not be politicized. Making sure that people have accessibility to the polls. And we need to evolve it and change it. But when you have 35 days to vote, there are many, many ways that you can get things done if you choose to. Because remember, we still have a good majority of Americans who are still not voting. And I don't think we discussed that. We're going to have to work on our education of the electorate and stop politicizing the process. Because what it's doing is it's damaging us, and we're not growing from it.
And the thing is, once again, it's about common sense.
Which is not so common.
That's the point exactly. The system has been rigged. It's been politicized. And it's not just happening on one side. It's happening on both sides. And that was the point that I was making.
But you're catching it more so on one side. And you're
I said
you're catching the voter fraud on one side. That's the you know I'm not saying, because you had a Republican that tried to swing an election in Florida. I think he did something with a ballot or something that he got caught. But by and large, you don't see that on our side, because we're the people that love this place. We're not trying to get the government and coerce the government to give us stuff. And
so are you
by
saying
and large,
are you saying people on the left don't love America?
Yes.
Don't love
yes,
where we live?
I sure am. I sure am saying that. And I don't care.
And to
yeah.
Let me say it this
yeah.
way. You know, there are people, I'm going to say, there are people on both the left and right and independent that love the country. It's because of lack of, again, a lack of education. that they don't know how to move through the system and make it work for them. But then when you look at what you really just said, we are, you know, you're right. It's on both sides. It's, you know, Democrats, Republicans, people are people. But see, it hurts you more on the local level than it does on the state and the federal level. Yet all the time you hear them talk about voter suppression is when there's a state and federal election, when
right.
it influences big money. When you see local elections are the ones that you really need to be careful of. Your city council, your mayor,
school board, mayor, your
trustees, those are the elections that it really causes to make sure you have safeguards in when it comes to voter fraud because nobody's paying attention. The federal election will never be swung by a, you know, this is not scandal, this is not television. It will never be swung by a voter fraud program that's that big. That's really not the issue. They use that for sensationalism. But we need to make sure that we secure the vote so that when your local elections come, you are actually have the integrity of the vote.
You know, I think it comes down to bottom line, we would like to see fair elections. And Davis, you know, is concerned about that as well. So I don't know if both of us agree that we want fair and honest elections, and we know that this could help to bring that about, why would we be at odds over this issue?
Because we politicize it. People make money,
exactly.
People get power out of the outcomes of elections, and they use the average American elector as pawns in their scheme.
It wasn't until 2008 to where we had this great outcry for
no,
our IDs.
I cannot let you do that. But see, Diva.
Prior to 2008, you did not necessarily have to show a photo
Diva.
ID to vote. You could show your phone
Tracy,
to a utility
Tracy,
bill
when
or
did
something.
When did Ken win the first time?
Oh my God.
1991.
90 something because we were been talking
yeah.
about. But 90 something. And actually, Diva, in the state of Ohio, you do not have to have a photo ID.
Right.
In the state of Ohio, you do not have to have a photo ID, but you must have an identification or a piece of mail, your military ID, or something that has your name and your address on it.
Okay, but they were moving, trying to strike that to where you had to only show photo ID. I don't mind people having to show who they are to vote, but let's make it fair on both sides. Make it easy for somebody. If that's all the identification they have, then why can't we use that? Why are you requiring only one type of ID? That lets me know it's not just about voter fraud. It's about something bigger.
Diva, it should let you know that it's not about anything bigger. It's about voter fraud because they require that ID because only citizens can get those IDs. Understand, that's why they did it. Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened.
Uh-huh.
The Democrats found a hole to sensationalize the black vote, call it voter suppression, and make sure you mobilize your behinds to the poll. That's what happened.
Yeah.
They herded you. They herded you.
Jeff, I lived in Connecticut in a Democratic town in a Democratic district. I voted at the church basement of the church I attended. Everybody knew me. I had to produce a photo ID, and that was 1980 in that neighborhood. So, Diva, you're wrong. This is not a new issue.
No, it isn't. And in Ohio, it's been on since the early 90s. You know,
I'm not arguing about ID. I'm not talking about identification. I'm talking about a specific ID. Why are they moving to requiring
Diva,
one specific ID?
Because only citizens can get those IDs. If you come in here from Botswana, it's about time to go. But I'm gonna say this: if you come in here from Botswana, and you go to Columbus State University, you go and show that ID, you should be able to vote.
You can get a driver's
license. Immigrants are now getting driver's license. So that doesn't
Once
even matter
again.
Now.
And they're telling you they want a
driver's license whether or not you're a citizen.
That's what it does.
My driver's license doesn't tell me I'm a citizen.
No, you're a driver's license, Jeff. It's illegal.
Yeah, you're right. 60 seconds. Good, everybody. We got to get out of here. We're going to see you next week. Tracy, everybody, we love you. Tune in and check us out. I'm trying to find. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Diva, just for you and Steve. I'm going to play it again. Just for y'all. See y'all later, everybody. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for.
Bye, Diva.